KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Your liberty-loving Latino amigo, happy to be here with you this Friday night. We're live and national. If you want to join the show, give me a call, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And Friday, it's finally here. It's the end of the week. We welcome the weekend. I know I do. And, you know, on this program, we like to let our hair down a little bit, for those of us that have hair. And really get into a few different things. So I welcome your calls, of course, as always. Friday nights are always very busy on the phones here. 833-482-5337 or 833-4-VALDEZ. And I want to get into some of the news of the evening, of course. And we're going to talk about a bunch of things. Of course, the Jimmy Kimmel stuff is still there. There's a whole lot of, drama related to the Jimmy Kimmel stuff. So not much that we can escape there. But there's more. All right, there's other things that are happening. I was taking a look at some of the outlines, the news outlines that I take a look at before the show, and Jimmy Kimmel's still going, but there are others now that are emerging. You've got some Democrats that are beginning to reject Zoran Mamdani, the Democrat socialist from New York who is running for mayor of the city of New York. Now, this guy's not only a young guy, and I have nothing against young guys, right? I just think New York City is a big city. It's a huge budget. It is considered by many the capital of the world, right, because of just the financial capital, the culture capital. It's the focal point, the center of so many different things. And you say, wow, you've got this guy's been an assemblyman for just a couple of minutes, and here he is. He's running for mayor. But I don't make that argument because I think that you can take somebody who's never, ever served a day in office and they could be a tremendous executive in government, you know, whether president, governor, or mayor. So I'm not going to fault him there. I'm going to fault him on the things that he believes. I'm going to fault him on the fact that Zoran Mamdani has supported the, I forget what they're called, but a group of five terrorists. He supported what they did. He supports the globalization of the Intifada, right? This is, I think, just recently, like in the last 48 hours, he, after pressure, he said, well, you know, I definitely discourage it. I won't denounce it, but I discourage it, right? It's when he's asked if Chavez, right? I don't know if you've seen this clip. I don't have it, but I saw it on social media, and it's worth watching. There's a left-wing journalist named Jorge Ramos. He's from Univision. He famously got into a showdown with Trump, and Trump said, get him out, get him out, get him out, because he was being rude. And Jorge Ramos is no friend of the Republicans. But in his sit-down with Zoran Mamdani, he asked him, he said, look, a lot of people are concerned with your politics. Do you consider, not Hugo Chavez, who's the guy? Nicolas Maduro. He said, do you consider Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela, who is a admitted communist, right? He says, do you consider him a dictator? And he says, what I'm concerned with is making New York City more affordable. With a big smile on his face. Now, I get it. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. What are you so damn happy about when Jorge Ramos is asking you about your views on this man being a dictator? Now, this is important because guess what? While just the same way that the Venezuelans are living under the Venezuelan regime, there are plenty of people that fear that what happened in Venezuela could happen in their country. Newsflash to America, not the Americans that love this show, but the Americans that listen to this show to hear what the other side is thinking. Most people that have lived under communism, I would venture to say all, but I know a couple that, you know, don't have their heads screwed on right. They don't like communism, and they don't want it in their country. It is a bad word to them. It's not good. Now, your friends on the Democratic left have told you for years that socialism is great because you can get free stuff, including free health care. Health care is a right, right? That's what Senator Bernard Sanders, he tells you health care is a right. But the problem with this health care is a right thing is, number one, it's not, right? Not a biblical right, not a natural right, not a constitutional right. There's no right to a doctor providing care to you. So this is propaganda. Right? This is just, it's like me telling you that it is your right to become rich. It's not a right. You're allowed to become rich if you want. But you're not entitled by right to become rich. You're not entitled by right to become poor. There's no such right. You're entitled to pursue. To pursue what you want to pursue. That is your right. So, anyway, he asks him, is Nicolás Maduro a dictator? And to his credit, after he says, my concern is with making New York City affordable, he holds him to it and says, but do you consider him a dictator? And he says, I really haven't given that much thought because I'm focused on New York City. My focus is making New York City more. He doubles down. But he answered the question. I haven't given it much thought. So the question becomes now, why haven't you given it much thought? Is this you inviting criticism of people that are going to say you don't know what you're talking about, that you haven't studied the politics of the world, that you're a geopolitical neophyte, perhaps? Or what it looked like, I think he's a dictator, but I don't want to say he's a dictator. I don't want you to drive a wedge between me and my political godfather, Nicolas Maduro, so I'm just not going to say anything. That's what it looked like to me. Yes, I do expect the worst from Mr. Mamdani. So I say to him, I don't think he did himself any favors in that interview. I don't. I think that this is something that, you know, as it continues to make its rounds, and it happened a while ago, but as it continues to make its rounds, people are going to see this and start seeing Mamdani for who he is. My good friend Frank Morano, New York City councilman, he made a very good point when he was on this show last week. And he said, when Mamdani ran, he didn't run saying, let's defund the police and defend the globalization of the Intifada or supporting the group of five terrorists and whatnot, defunding the police and making, you know, doubling down on sanctuary cities and arresting Netanyahu and not cooperating with Tom Homan or ICE. He talked about that same one topic. We're working on making New York City more affordable. Right? It's a buzzword. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I can guarantee you he's going to make New York City more expensive. Guaranteed. Guaranteed, because the things he's saying can only lead to increases in cost. And that is a danger. That is a danger to every New Yorker. But by contrast, Curtis Sliwa. Curtis Sliwa is running for mayor of the city of New York, the founder of the Guardian Angels. Curtis Sliwa is getting support from all over the place. And this week alone, Dominicans, the Dominican Republic, Americans of Dominican Republic descent, one of the biggest clubs in conservatism in New York City, right? The Dominican American Republican Club. They endorsed Curtis Sliwa. They brought in one of their biggest, they call him El Presidente del Merengue, right? The President of Merengue, Raul Acosta. He's the lead singer for a band called Oro Sólido. Legendary band. Been around for 20 years, at least 30 maybe. And I can tell you this, people know these people and they're supporting Curtis Sliwa. Hispanics are coming out for Curtis. Latinos for Curtis. Then you've got today. If you've ever heard of salsa dancing.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-ins start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Rich Valdez.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
The international games are back on NFL Network. And here our stars come out in the morning.
That's the world, baby.
So wake up and watch the game's best. Light up the world stage. Six games across Europe with a return to London and debuts in Dublin, Berlin, and Madrid. Snooze off. Game on. It's Sunday morning football.
The NFL and the national games, only on NFL Network, starting September 28th.
September is National Preparedness Month, so it's the perfect time to ask yourself some questions like, how much food do you have on hand for an emergency? How would you get clean water if the tap went dry tomorrow? What would you do if a storm knocked out the power for a week? If you don't have good answers to those questions, that's okay. Because right now, My Patriot Supply, the most trusted name in emergency preparedness, is making it simpler and more affordable than ever before. In honor of National Preparedness Month, we put together a comprehensive, all-in-one kit that covers the emergency food, water filtration, heat, and backup power. Imagine the peace of mind you'll feel knowing all your bases are covered. And when you go to MyPatriotSupply.com during September, not only will you find huge discounts on all of our preparedness essentials, you can even score over $1,500 worth of survival gear free when you stock up on a one-year food supply. Head to MyPatriotSupply.com for details. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Well, thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
In a hall much smaller than this one, in Philadelphia, Americans met to draft a constitution. In the course of their debates, one of them said that the new government, if it was to rise high, must be built on the broadest base, the will and consent of the people. And so it was, and so it has been. My message today is that the dreams of ordinary people reach to astonishing heights. If we diplomatic pilgrims are to achieve equal altitudes, we must build all we do on the full breadth of humanity's will and consent, and the full expanse of the human heart.
Yesterday we marked.
That is President Ronald Reagan commemorating Constitution Day. And of course, Constitution Day, September 17th, 1787. Here on this program, we are going to, we mark that every day, right? We talk about the Constitution almost every day. But I wanted to make sure this week, being Constitution Day this week, that we recognize Constitution Day. And I want to do that with our guest. Our guest is joining us. He's been with us before, and he's terrific on this issue. Richard Battle, he's a fifth generation Texan, a long time Lone Star state business and community leader, and award winning author. And his latest book is Americans Who Made America. Richard Battle, welcome.
Good evening, Rich. Thank you so much for having us back with you again.
My pleasure. Talk to us about Constitution Day, because I know that it's an often overlooked holiday, and that might be why so few people really care about the Constitution.
Well, and Tulsi Gabbard spoke so eloquently, as you played earlier, I would advocate that we have a national holiday for Constitution Day, but I doubt we ever will, because the Constitution restricts individual and small group power, and our elected officials are not wanting restrictions on their power and opportunity. So that is our protection. But if we do not demand the politicians to enforce the Constitution and restrain their activities in lieu of it, or not in lieu of it, but honoring it, we will end up without it.
Let's talk about it a little more in depth, because I think as we reflect on Constitution Day, and I don't know if you agree with me, but you know, the Constitution was ratified again on September 17, 1789, or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful thing then, and it wasn't an easy thing then, right? You know, my understanding and the history that I've read shows that there was a vigorous debate, and this wasn't debate like, you know, which ideas are better. This was real conflict. There were people that were pro-slavery. There were people that were pro-abolition. The abolitionists won. And there was a lot of things that were trying to get into the Constitution that didn't make their way into the Constitution. In fact, the three-fifths compromise, where today many liberals will say that, you know, black people are only counted as three-fifths of a person, not realizing that this was, again, the abolitionists making sure that they were counted, period, because they were going to be counted out of the Constitution. And just so much of the unique history that goes into it that I feel is lost today. Would you agree?
Well, you're correct. And let's back up and remember that the Constitution was not our first governing document. The Articles of Confederation were passed in 1781 before the Treaty of Paris codified our independence. Mm-hmm. And they went into convention in May of 1787, and most people thought they were going to amend the Articles of Confederation, and they spent from May till September crafting a totally new Constitution. And you're correct, there were vigorous debates, there were compromises, the Connecticut Compromise, for example, there was give and take on both sides. They studied civilizations before us, what worked and what didn't. They knew human nature. And they put all of those things together in this unique document that's the longest-serving governing document in history.
You know, Richard Battle, and that's a great point. While America is one of the youngest civilizations, if you will, in global history, we have the oldest constitution in our history, which I think is a beautiful thing. But what's interesting about this is that, like you said, they studied civilizations. They studied a lot of things. And while our document, our Constitution, is not the Bible, it's not perfection, it's not God's Word, but it is the best Constitution out there, and not by my declaration or perhaps yours, but really by the fact that we are the longest-standing republic.
Yes, and if you go to the preamble, which stated the objectives, the first objective in the Constitution preamble was to form a more perfect union. Our founders recognized that they weren't perfect, the Constitution wouldn't be perfect, and Americans after them wouldn't be perfect, but striving for perfection was our objective. And so they knew that over time, if we'd strive, we would become a better country.
Well, amen to that. Richard Battle, stick with me. We're going to come back and continue our conversation on the Constitution. And you mentioned Tulsi Gabbard. I'm going to play that just so the audience can hear it as well. And amigos, we're coming right back with Richard Battle, best-selling author, and of course me, Rich Valdez. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes, palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What'd it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Safe at home, safe at school, and safe online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
To learn how Child Fund works with children in 23 countries to help them achieve their full potential, visit childfund.org. That's childfund.org.
The best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
My first year in Congress was 2013, and around the time of Constitution Day, I got an email saying, hey, you're invited to come to the House floor to be a part of reading the Constitution into the congressional record. I thought, this is awesome. What a great tradition, so that year after year, we're reminded of that oath that we took and what it actually means. So I went down and participated in it. I didn't see very many of my Democrat colleagues there. And so later on, I went and talked to them. I asked them, like, hey, this was really cool. I was stoked to be a part of this. Did you not get the email? The answer I got was quite condescending. They said, Tulsi, we know you're new here. You don't really quite get how this place works. We don't participate in that because that's a right-wing Republican thing. I was not only shocked, but pretty disheartened and saddened by that response. But now as we look at their actions year after year and escalating, especially over these last few years, what they said is actually borne fruit. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the vision that our founders had for this country. They are so blinded by their hunger, this insatiable hunger for power, that they are putting their selfish interests above everything else. And they are launching this all-out assault on our God-given rights and freedoms.
That's Tulsi Gabbard while she was reflecting on her congressional career. That was a couple of years ago at America Fest, believe it or not, a Charlie Kirk event. And talking about how, you know, obviously the Democrats weren't very interested in her experience with her Democrat colleagues not being very interested in the Constitution. Era celebrating Constitution Day. And I want to come back to our Constitution Day conversation with Richard Battle. Richard Battle is the author of a best-selling book, Americans Who Made America. You can learn more about him at richardbattle.com or follow him on X at Richard V. Battle. But let's continue the conversation here, because Richard Battle, I realize that and I hope I don't sound hyper-partisan in saying this, but the left has been chipping away at destroying and eroding the foundations that the Constitution was built on, and the fact that we rely on the Constitution as a founding document for most of my adult life. How do we reverse that? I guess, A, do you agree? And B, how do we reverse it?
Well, I agree, and I'm old enough to remember when both parties honored the Constitution and were pro-America first. And so, yes, there's been a movement away. And the Constitution was has given us the dual liberties, economic freedom and political freedom. And that's what's unleashed the American-do spirit that I write about in Americans Who Made America. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to get back to. And I'll give you an illustration. The Constitution gives us stability. And it's a set of rules. If we live by it, we succeed. If we don't, we don't. And when I was a kid, my older cousin and I would play Monopoly. Our younger brothers would want to play, but we didn't let them. And when we finally did, we would change the rules on every roll of the dice so that we could win. And so that's what happens if we don't have the stability of something like the Constitution. Then we end up getting whipsawed back and forth with government regulations and laws.
Richard Battle, imagine a world where we say things like, well, the Constitution is a living, breathing document. The founders didn't imagine us having AR-15s or hand grenades in the time that they had muskets. And we apply that same logic to, I don't know, the bank, right? The bank, when I go to buy a house or I go to buy a car, and I tell the bank, listen, you don't know what I might have lost my job. I might have hit the lotto. You don't know what's going on, right? In either direction. And the bank's saying, yeah, you're right. You know, instead of your monthly car note or your monthly mortgage being this much, we're just going to base it on whatever we feel like, whatever we need. Do you think that would be fair?
Well, absolutely not. And to me, that comes from what I believe is a misinterpreted human nature, that human nature evolves. And if human nature evolves, that means our Constitution, the Bible, the wisdom of the ages is not applicable to us because we're different people than the founders and people before us. I believe human nature is the same today as it's been since the beginning. And a simple illustration I use is look at Adam and Eve. If you just look at them from literature, not faith-based, when they were caught for eating the forbidden fruit, what did they do? They pointed fingers at each other saying, it's not my fault. And if we see little kids today at a birthday party and somebody breaks something and the mother said, who did it? What do they do? They point fingers at each other because they're not responsible. Human nature is the same today. And since it's the same, it means our founding document is still applicable. The Bible, the wisdom of the ages are there for us to learn from and prosper from.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's right on. Now, Richard Battle, tell us a little bit about the role that civic education is playing right now in either strengthening our republic or, I would say, the lack of it in weakening our republic.
Well, when I was a kid, and you too probably, our parents could trust the schools to teach us civics and love of country and patriotism. Now, parents and grandparents can't trust the schools to do that. We used to say the Pledge of Allegiance. They don't do it much anymore because it pledges to the republic. They don't talk about republics in Washington anymore. They talk about a democracy. And as Aristotle said, republics decline into democracies. Democracies degenerate into despotism. So we need more education. I believe parents and grandparents have to take some of this on themselves. And that's part of the reason I do some of the books that I do.
You know, Richard Battle, President Reagan often called on us to be informed patriots. I cite this often because it struck me very early on. I was a young man, and I heard that, and I said, oh, my gosh, that's right. We should be informed. And I started educating myself. You know, I was fortunate enough, like you, every Friday I went to school in Brooklyn, New York, and I had to wear a white shirt, a red tie, and navy blue slacks every Friday for our school assembly. And we did that, and we saluted the flag, and we sang not just the Star-Spangled Banner, but we sang Abraham, Martin, and John, and there was a bunch of patriotic songs, Grand Old Flag. It was a more patriotic time, I guess, the 80s and the 90s. And I think that things have obviously changed since that era. How do we get back to that time, and are we considered fascists because we want to go back to that time?
Well, only from the people on the left would consider us that way. If we want to go back to loving America and patriotic times, to me it should be a nonpartisan issue there. And we should, again, we've got to educate the young people and give them an appreciation. Instead of them complaining about the country they don't like, they need to understand the sacrifices that our founders and people after that made to give us this gift that people around the world break our laws coming into the country to try to get what our young people don't respect.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's pretty interesting when sometimes, even illegal aliens, I've seen videos of illegal aliens picking on one another because some of them decided to celebrate the 4th of July. And they're like, you're not even a legal citizen here. And they're like, I don't care. I still love this country. And it's just remarkable that you can have people sneak into your country because they love your country, that they want what's good for your country, and then still have others that do the same but don't have that same love.
Well, yes. And the sad thing, and again, I think it's every one of our responsibilities to try to train the young people on those sacrifices of our founders. I mean, from the Stamp Act in 1765 to the Treaty of Paris in 1783, that was 18 years they sacrificed their opportunities to win independence for us. And if they would not have done that, we would be subjects of the king, and subjects don't have the same rights as citizens. But we've got to exercise our responsibilities to maintain that citizenship.
Richard Battle, for people that are interested in what you're talking about and they want to learn more about your book and the work that you're doing, how do they find you? Where do they go?
Well, thank you, Rich. RichardBattle.com is the website. All 12 books are there, or you can go to Amazon under Richard V. Battle. They're all there, and in Kindle and audio as well.
Amen. Well, happy Constitution Day to you, sir. Thank you for being here. Godspeed.
Happy Constitution Day to you, Rich. God bless America.
Thank you, Mr. Battle. And amigos, we come back with the rest of your calls, your questions, your comments, Constitution Day, and everything else that's happened this week. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy leather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
The international games are back on NFL Network. And here our stars come out in the morning.
That's the world, baby.
So wake up and watch the game's best. Light up the world stage. Six games across Europe with a return to London and debuts in Dublin, Berlin, and Madrid. Snooze off. Game on. It's Sunday morning football. The NFL International Games, only on NFL Network, starting September 28th.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
For Fi, winning the fight against vision loss means seeing new ways to push himself. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
The Reading Roots Revival Music Festival takes over downtown Reading September 26th, 27th, and 28th. 3 full days of live music on 4 stages, over 19 bands, national touring acts, regional favorites, and amazing local talents. Kick things off Friday with Gates at 4, First Band at 5, Music till 10, Digging Dirt, The Stone Foxes, Goodnight Texas, Sitting on Saturn, Danger Kitty, Jenny Don't and the Spurs, and many more. Tickets on sale now at ReadingRootsRevival.org. Your music, your town, your festival. The Reading Roots Revival, September 26th through 28th.
Now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, to the phones we go. You want to join us on Open Phones Across America, a time-honored tradition here on this program, started by the late, great Larry King way back when, continued by the late, great Jim Bohannon, for 3 decades. And now you and me get to make radio magic each night, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I want to go to the phones. We're going to go to the phones. Let's see. Let's go to Roy. Roy is calling us from Eugene, Oregon, K-U-G-N. Roy, go right ahead, sir.
Hey, Rich. I just wanted to correct something that you... Many people make this mistake when it comes to the three-fifths rule. The fact is that the slavers were the ones who wanted the slaves counted as complete units, if you will.
Right, to complete inflate people. Their count so they would have more. Same thing that the Democrats are doing now with the illegal aliens, trying to make sure that they count them wholly. And they came up with this compromise to defend. Right? So yeah, the abolitionists made this compromise to defend the personhood of the slaves to say, hey, look, we don't want to do that. Does that make sense, or are you still in disagreement with me?
I just understand the three-fifths. That's why it was a compromise. But it wasn't that, that it was the slavers who actually wanted the slaves counted fully for apportionment reasons, and it was the abolitionists who didn't want them counted. And that's how the three-fifths thing came about. And it's been misunderstood ever since they did it. Almost every time I ever hear that explained somewhere, people think that, oh, they're just calling black people as three-fifths of a person. No, that's
exactly
not what it is.
And that type of dehumanization has always been the approach that the left takes, right? So they do it with everything. They did it with, oh, don't call, nobody's an illegal alien. Nobody's an illegal immigrant. These aren't illegal. People can't be illegal. You have to call them undocumented. Now, I understand there are people that just don't like immigration, period, right? I know that firsthand. I've had people tell me, I don't like the idea that Americans becoming browner, and I go, hey, I'm a brown person, according to the left standards. And they, then they correct themselves. They go, oh, but you're one of the good ones. There's a legitimate issue with that. But you're right. There are a lot of people that want to dehumanize their enemy, including the vile trans-loving person that murdered Charlie Kirk, and that's part of a bigger conversation about demonizing one's opponent to the point where you kind of fall in love with hating them, and I think that's where we are. And I'm going to share a little story with you, Roy. Earlier today I was talking to a friend of mine, and he is Cuban. He came from Cuba on a jet ski from Havana, Cuba to Key West some 20-something years ago. And he doesn't like communism. He hates the communist dictatorship. He hates Russia. He hates all communists, anything related to communism. However, he's got no problem with Democrats in America. And he says, no, because they're not communists. He's like, they're just liberal. they're not communists. He's like, you know, they're not using the power of the government to do anything. He said, conversely, what we have here is, he says, you and your friends, you and President Trump, it's you guys that are using the power of the government now to fire Jimmy Kimmel. And he was up in arms, and I couldn't help but just, you know, be taken aback. And I said, hold on a second. So you're here up in arms, right? When we talked about Charlie Kirk, your comment was, I didn't know the guy. I think it's really messed up what happened. But when we get to Jimmy Kimmel, you literally are raising your arms. You're raising your voice. You're angry. So you're angry and you're, you know, I said, this is the problem we have. You have a problem with somebody losing their job because their network says, hey, you're going to get all your money. You just can't be on TV. But when it comes to somebody getting assassinated, all you can say is, yeah, I think that's wrong. And I think that's the problem. There is no righteous indignation for the stuff that's wrong. And we have to have a real come to Jesus moment conversation with ourselves and with each other, I think, to really figure out, you know, what's going on here? How many times are we going to misrepresent things, whether it's the three-fifth compromise, whether it's to dehumanize people, to make it okay or turn a blind eye to the fact that there's assassinations of a political nature going on. And we're just going to say, look, it's free speech. It's free speech, right? Where do we end up, Roy?
Well, it's an interesting question on the Kimmel thing. A lot of people don't understand that you, as well as the networks, are subject to the control of the FCC, and it's been that way for 100 years. And the limitations on speech, because of the limitations of the airwaves, was understood 100 years ago. This is nothing new. Nobody, all these same people who were upset about Kimmel, they didn't say anything derogatory when, Tucker Carlson lost his job for
well, Kimmel
whatever reason
did.
He did. Pardon me?
Kimmel did. Kimmel celebrated that loss.
Oh yeah, he celebrated. Of course, I mean they were celebrating the fact that Tucker Carlson lost his job, but now they're suddenly outraged and claiming that it's a violation of free speech. Well, it's not a violation of free speech because, as you well know, being in the radio industry, speech is not free in the same way that it is in a newspaper or
standing
even on
outside
the internet
Capitol
now.
Hill, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the public square.
Jimmy Kimmel would speak outside Capitol Hill all he wants, but he's not using the public airwaves to do it.
100%. So, Roy in Eugene, Oregon. Sorry to cut you off, Roy. I my producer's flagging me down. I got to hit this break. But excellent comments. Thank you for the conversation. KUGN in the building. Amigos, we're coming right back. The rest of your calls and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
The international games are back on NFL Network. And hear our stars come out in the morning.
That's the world, baby.
So wake up and watch the game's best. Light up the world's stage. Six games across Europe with a return to London and debuts in Dublin, Berlin, and Madrid. Snooze off. Game on. It's Sunday morning football. The NFL International Games, only on NFL Network, starting September 28th.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Night with Rich Valdez.
A part of the many responses to Jimmy Kimmel being pulled off the air, Chappelle has seemingly responded while making an announcement of his own. Over on his Instagram page, Chappelle released a clip of himself from his 2019 Mark Twain Prize speech. And interesting enough, it appears to be his response, or more so warning, about the First Amendment amidst Kimmel's controversy.
The First Amendment is first for a reason. The Second Amendment is just in case the first one doesn't work out. We gotta let some air out of the bowl, man. The country's getting a little tight.
The country's getting a little bit. Yep. Listen, Dave Chappelle there, funny as always. And I agree with him. You know, the Second Amendment definitely is there to protect you from your government, especially if they're coming after that First Amendment. The bigger issue here is this was not that. And I want to get your thoughts on it quickly with 40 seconds to go. Paul, Boise, Idaho, streaming the show tonight. Paul, go right ahead quickly.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that if you want to see the living document on viewing, call the Smithsonian. They had two of them on display for a number of years, but somebody who decided they wanted to paint over it, so they had to be real careful about that, but it was pretty amazing when I saw it.
Yeah, I would bet it is. Paul and Boise, thank you for your call, my brother. Godspeed to you. Great weekend. And amigos, hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night. And God bless you, America. We continue on some of our affiliates for more stimulating talk. And for some of you, this is the end of the ride. So God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR 1460. KCNRShastaCounty.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Two continuing resolutions to keep the government operating have failed in the Senate today, and both sides are blaming the other for the defeat. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans would to be blamed for a shutdown.
Senate Republicans just voted to shut the government down with a partisan bill that gives Donald Trump everything he wants and nothing the American people need.
While Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats are dragging out a process they know will not succeed.
They're trying to use what they think is leverage to get a bunch of stuff done. It's never going to happen. I mean, can you imagine anything in that bill that they sent that we voted down today passing in the Republican House of Representatives? Absolutely not. It's just not serious. They're not being serious.
The new budget year begins October 1st, increasing prospects for a partial government shutdown on that date. President Trump will meet with China's leader, South Korea, next month. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Following a two-hour phone call with Chinese President Xi Jinping, the president announced he will meet with Xi in South Korea in late October and will visit China early next year. Writing on his social media platform, the president said Xi would come to the United States at an appropriate time. He also said they made progress on approving a TikTok deal to allow the popular social media app to keep operating in the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal officials say hundreds of flights in and out of Dallas were delayed or canceled Friday as equipment issues disrupted one of the nation's busiest airports. The FAA says it was slowing flights at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport because of a reported local telephone company equipment issue. Wall Street tacking on more gains as it glided to the finish of its latest record-setting week, the S&P 500, rising 0.5% Friday. The Dow added 0.4%. The Nasdaq climbed 0.7%. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Guess who's watching Rob Finnerty on Newsmax? President Trump is. He even says Finnerty's show is so terrific. Millions are joining President Trump to watch Finnerty every night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. All this week, Rob looks at the media's war on President Trump. Rob gives you the facts about the National Guard in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. He tells you the real truth about the Jeffrey Epstein files. And he reveals the big media's agenda on Trump's health. You need to watch Rob Finnerty on Newsmax. Check out your local cable system. Newsmax is on all major systems. Or download the free Newsmax app. It costs you nothing, and you can watch in minutes. Finnerty is the fastest-growing primetime news show in America. Find out why even President Trump is tuning in. More than 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for news they can trust. Because we are real news for real people.
A Taliban crackdown to prevent immorality is spreading across Afghanistan.
More and more provinces are losing access to fiber optic internet after the country's leader imposed a complete ban on the technology. It's the first time a ban of this kind has been imposed since the Taliban seized power in August 2021. Mobile internet remains functional, however. The northern Balkh province confirmed a Wi-Fi shutdown on Tuesday with reports of severe disruption in other parts of the country. Keith Peters, Washington.
The backlash against Israel over the humanitarian toll of the war in Gaza has spread into arenas of sports and culture. Days of chaos at one of cycling's biggest races in Spain. Basketball fans booing the Israeli national anthem. Threats to boycott one of Europe's signature entertainment events if Israel takes part. Israel's critics say it should be sidelined from international events like Russia has been since its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. More at townhall.com. Still mourning the loss of its co-founder and leader, Turning Point USA looks to the future.
She will carry on her late husband's legacy. Charlie Kirk's widow will take the helm at Turning Point USA. She's the unanimous choice of Turning Point's board of directors. The board releasing a statement that reads in part, "It is our great pride to announce Erica Kirk as a new CEO and chair of the board." The announcement adds that in prior discussions, Charlie expressed to multiple executives that this is what he wanted in the event of his death. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Texas A&M University's president is stepping down after facing criticism over a classroom video that showed a student objecting to a children's literature lesson about gender. Initially, that had led to the professor's firing. The resignation at school president Mark Walsh III was announced Thursday by Chancellor Glenn Hegger. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The Reading Roots Revival Music Festival takes over downtown Reading September 26th, 27th, and 28th. 3 full days of live music on 4 stages, over 19 bands, national touring acts, regional favorites, and amazing local talents. Kick things off Friday with Gates at 4, First Band at 5, Music till 10, Digging Dirt, The Stone Foxes, Goodnight Texas, Sitting on Saturn, Danger Kitty, Jenny Don't and the Spurs, and many more. Tickets on sale now at ReadingRootsRevival.org. Your music, your town, your festival. The Reading Roots Revival, September 26th through 28th.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We are live, we're national. Happy to be here for another hour. It's 7 minutes past the top of the hour, and I'm looking forward to speaking with everybody out there tonight. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And a bunch of things going on across the country tonight. Senate Democrats are shooting down the Republican plan for a short-term funding extension. This is always what happens when there is not a continuing resolution in place and the Democrats are in position to shut down the government. Democrats always want to shut down the government. Spineless Republicans always freak out. Oh, my gosh, we can't weather that storm. Staunch conservatives always say, go right ahead. I'm going to order a pizza. I'll be right here. Let the government be shut down as long as possible. In the words of one of my mentors, the great one, Mark Levin, he always said, you know, the government is closed every Saturday and Sunday. And he's 100% right, right? So if the government's closed every Saturday and Sunday and we don't fall apart then I think we can get by. Right. But they always make it seem like it's the end of the world. Right. Oh, my gosh. Old people are not going to get Social Security. Never happens. It's never happened. There's never been a missed Social Security check ever. But they use the same lies every time. The reality is shut it down. I would call them out all day. Shut it down. I dare you. Shut it down. The only one that loses is you. Because you know why? Republicans don't have voters that primarily rely on the government for their subsistence in life. Nobody wants to live a life where the government's opening versus closing impacts my life. I don't live for the government. The government should be living for me, right? It's the government of the people, for the people, by the people, not the other way around. It doesn't say we the people are the subjects of this government. No, it's we the people, real big at the top. So I could care less. Let the Democrats shoot down the plan for short-term funding, because you know what happens? It's all of their programs. It's all of their giveaways. It's all of their freebies that are going to dry up first. And then they're going to have to turn to their constituents and say, it's Trump. Trump did it. Trump is the bad guy here. It's Trump and all the evil Republicans that they don't want you to have this and do that. And that's why they want to do it. They want bedlam. They want chaos. They want every bad thing to happen. They created January 6th in many ways so that they could say, look at what happens when these fascists don't get what they want. This is what they want. Earlier today, I was invited on a podcast called Mr. Big Mouth and to talk about a number of things. This is a guy that I knew. He wasn't always a podcaster. He was a political guy, and he was a TV cameraman back in the days for network and cable television. And we were talking, and he was telling me about how he went to the Capitol on January 6th, and his wife, who's apolitical, she just accompanied him for the trip, told him, honey, this looks like a setup. And he said, why do you say that? And she said, because there's all sorts of people that look like they're planted. And this is, again, her observation. She felt like many of the people there were like dressed like MAGA people, but weren't acting like MAGA people. They were being belligerent. They were, you know, inciting people, trying to get people to do certain things, whether it was starting chants that didn't make sense, that weren't like MAGA chants. The MAGA people chant one thing, USA. USA, right? That's what they do. The only other chant they ever had was, lock her up, lock her. Those are it. Those are the two chants of the MAGA movement. And she saw them trying to do other types of chants and realized, you know what, their chanting doesn't seem to be in line with the MAGA movement. So, again, this was his story to me today about what he observed there. And ultimately, he said he was just shooting some video. He never got in any trouble. He didn't go into the Capitol or anything like that. But it just is interesting when you see somebody that is by no means, you know, a Republican activist by any means. This guy is, he was in media, but as a professional, right? He was a cameraman, camera operator. He's not a partisan in any way. And his wife has nothing to do with politics. She was just giving her gut reaction to the things that she saw. And I thought, that's fascinating because, you know, this is very consistent with what I've heard. Now, I wasn't planning on talking about January 6th, but I brought that up because, again, it was fresh in my mind from my earlier conversation. And B, this is how Democrats operate. They will create whatever type of fiction they need to create using real things, real people, real resources, right? The case they brought against Trump for Russian collusion was a very real case based on a fake search warrant, right? A fake FISA warrant to spy on him. And to spy on Carter Page, and to spy on the Trump campaign, and then later on Trump as president. This is unheard of to most American people. But this is what they did. And then they claim they didn't do anything wrong. And then you find out that the FBI people doing it were screwing around with each other, cheating on their spouses with one another while they were going after Trump. They were exchanging text messages with one another, saying how they hated Trump and they needed to get Trump. And all of this came out in the media. All of this came out in the Mueller and the Durham report. And yet nobody got held accountable for anything. But if nothing else, at least people that are breathing, if you have a pulse, hello, wake up, right? Just pay attention a little bit and realize that Democrats are one-trick ponies. This is not just me being a partisan. This is me just calling it what it is. You can say Republicans are one-trick ponies too, right? They say liberty, we say the Constitution, we say less taxes. I agree. Oh, those are all pretty standard Republican talking points and ones that I stand behind. Those are good things. So when you have the Democrats saying, you know, we're going to do this, they're always trying to create some sort of sabotage to blame Republicans for what they've done. And that is clear as day. If you're paying attention, you have a pulse, you have an eyeball, maybe two eyeballs, you've seen this happen. Now, in other things, Joy Reid, she was cheering on the singer who was calling for Charlie Kirk's assassination, saying it was justified. Now, this, I gotta say, she's free to say what she wants. You know, I don't want to sit here and bemoan all the righteous indignation that is really flowing through me. But ultimately, if you're getting criticized by the right, and maybe by a lot of people, saying it's really not okay to be doing what you're doing, calling for people's death, celebrating their death, mocking their death, that's not something normal, human, respectable, decent people do. But they don't care, right? Because they don't see us as normal, respectable, human, decent people. So it's okay. It's a dehumanization thing. You're not really people. You're MAGA. You're maggots, as many of them refer to me and those of us that support the Make America Great Again movement. So it's okay to treat people differently. It's okay to put on the black mask and spray people with mace and, you know, do worse. Terrible. Terrible times that we're in. Anyway. Plenty of things I want to get into tonight. This stuff is enough, in my opinion, to get you sick, to make your head explode, to drive your blood pressure through the roof. And my concern with many people is that what was initially sadness and then anger, and you know, now we go to bargaining, may become...
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Reading Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Be customers by going to audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well...
I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
By the way, your ratings are up. Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy.
It's always nice to check. I like to see, even if they're friends, I like to see how are they doing. Are people listening, right?
That's
but
right.
You're doing great.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
In order to prevent stroke, we tend to say that 80% of strokes can be prevented by managing risk factors. And so that should really start early in life. And that includes healthy diet, exercise, not smoking. If you know that you have a family history of high cholesterol, stroke, heart disease, you want to get these things tested early so that you can make sure you're either on the right diet or the right medications to prevent high cholesterol or diabetes. And the earlier you manage these risk factors, the less likely you are to have a stroke. I always say that if everyone managed their risk factors from an early age, stroke would be a much less prevalent disease in the U.S. and the world.
Mandy Binning, she's Director of Stroke Programs at Global Institute. And I want to go into a conversation with Dr. Jeremy M. Liff. Dr. Liff is a board-certified neurologist specializing in stroke and brain aneurysms. And I saw this tidbit here. Every 40 seconds, someone in the United States has a stroke, adding roughly 795,000 strokes to the list every single year. Of those, about 610,000 are first ever strokes, while nearly 185,000 are recurring events. That's according to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And that's a number that to me sounds alarming. I want to get Dr. Liff to weigh in. Dr. Jeremy Liff, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So talk to us about the several ways. I understand there's five ways to prevent cardiovascular disease or having a stroke. Tell us more.
Well, that's true, and I think they're based on the idea that strokes are mainly caused by two mechanisms, and one is that the heart sends a clot to the brain, but the second most common one is that the blood vessels that are going to the brain themselves and that are in the brain can get diseased. And there's five main ways in which they can get diseased. And so to try to prevent the risk of stroke, those are the targets. I'd say the first one is making sure that you control your blood pressure. That's probably the important one. The second one would be that if you smoke, you should stop. The third is that if you have diabetes or pre-diabetes, that you get it treated immediately and you do not let your blood sugar go out of control and your insulin resistance, because insulin resistance can severely damage all of the blood vessels in your body and especially the ones that go to your brain. And so the next steps after that would be regular exercise, cardiovascular, and then eating really good non-ultra-processed foods that don't destroy your metabolism and destroy your liver and give you sort of overall health and not allow those vessels to develop atherosclerotic plaques.
Like what? What do you recommend?
In terms of diet, the Mediterranean diet, I think, has really been shown over a variety of studies to really be the best. So that's going to include healthy fats like fish, lean meats, fruits and vegetables, olive oils, extra virgin olive oils. You want to really avoid the ultra processed foods, the stuff that sits on the in the grocery store for 75 years and doesn't change. Seed oils, frying with vegetable oils, unhealthy fats, and just really the worst thing I think that's so prevalent in our society is high sugar foods, even ones that are labeled low fat. If they're high in sugar, they're not going to be good for you in the long term.
Let me ask you about that, because you mentioned before prediabetes and diabetes being the number one thing that could ruin your blood vessels, which would open up the door to strokes. And there's a correlation from what I understand between high sugar foods, even just having more carbohydrates than you need, that can affect this and contribute to insulin resistance. So how does that work, and how do people mitigate that?
That's exactly essentially the direct mechanism. Our body has a mechanism to keep our blood sugar in line. Because if our blood sugar goes out of whack acutely, you can have a seizure. So insulin gets pumped from the pancreas to the liver, and it allows us to keep our blood sugar in check. But if you bombard your liver with insulin because you take a lot of sugar in, and you do that for 30 years, eventually you'll become insensitive to insulin, and you'll need more and more insulin to keep your blood sugar down. And you will get to a point where you simply can't keep that blood sugar down. And then the liver gets sick, and you have these things, it's a technical term, but it's called advanced glycosylated end products, where the sugar and the sugar metabolites can actually start to get into the lining of the blood vessels. And so that's why people with diabetes end up with eye problems, and they end up with small fiber neuropathies that are very, very small blood vessels at the end of our fingertips and our eyes can get damaged, but also the very small blood vessels that run in the brain. I would say of all the patients that I've seen with severe brain artery disease, there's such an overwhelming correlation with finding out through some simple blood tests that they have diabetes and that diabetes wasn't controlled.
And is it accurate or safe to presume that when you've developed insulin resistance, you're kind of not like everybody else? You really maybe should stay away from certain complex carbohydrates because they kind of metabolize as sugar?
Absolutely. I mean, so especially recently, there's been a lot of talk about things like intermittent fasting and other types of diets and the ketogenic diet. I actually, which is a diet in which you take a lot of fat and a lot of protein, but you avoid carbohydrates. I think that's a great diet for people with diabetes. I don't know if it's something where, for the rest of your life you necessarily need to be on, but it's almost like fixing a broken leg. It's like finally letting your liver heal for a little bit so you don't bombard it with insulin because you're taking in so many carbohydrates. Let it heal and then allow it to resensitize itself to insulin, where we can take in some sugar every now and then, let's say some fruit or something like that, and your insulin can be sensitive.
But not like a donut.
To the insulin. No, you don't want to. Donuts, no good. The best sugar you can get is from fruit because it has the fiber with it. If you have diabetes or insulin resistance, you should avoid fruit juice because there's no fiber along with that sugar and it'll spike your insulin. But yeah, I mean, donuts and cakes and ho-hos that again can sit, if something can sit on the shelf for 75 years and not change, you probably shouldn't put it into your body. It's obviously easier said than done. But yeah. It's so important for our health in the long term.
Folks, we're on with Dr. Jeremy Liff, Dr. Jeremy M. Liff, board certified neurologist specializing in stroke and brain aneurysms. We're going to come right back and continue our conversation because I think oftentimes we go for that donut and say, well, it's only once in a while. But somebody once told me, look at the donut like poison. Do you do poison every once in a while? I want to see if the good doctor agrees with me or not. We'll get his bedside manner, his take on this straight ahead. Coming right back with Dr. Jeremy Liff. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Safe at school and safe online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
To learn how Child Fund works with children in 23 countries to help them achieve their full potential, visit childfund.org. That's childfund.org.
Rich Valdez, who's now a radio host, and he's a great radio host.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company all night long. You know the number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And stroke, or a brain attack, as I call it, remains one of the nation's deadliest health challenges, accounting for approximately 1 in every 20 deaths. That was an estimate from 2022, just a couple of years ago. And an estimated 165,000 lives lost in just as a result of that. And that's per the American Heart Association. In total, about 7.8 million U.S. adults, that's 3.1% of the population, have experienced a stroke at some point in their lives. And that's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. So I want to continue our conversation with Dr. Jeremy Liff. He's a board-certified neurologist specializing in stroke and brain aneurysms. And we talked a little bit about diet, Doc. You know, you explained that carbohydrates are the enemy. They're not good. People should, especially if they are insulin-sensitive or diabetic or pre-diabetic, that they should go on a diet like keto and really eliminate carbs or anything that will become metabolized as sugar, because that's truly the enemy. But we also have another issue, which is either being, I'm going to say fat, I guess I should say obese or overweight, which affects your blood pressure. But then there's also heredity, right? That, you know, just your biological makeup. Some people have, I don't know, is bad genes? Is that allowed to be said? That you inherit this from your family, high blood pressure. What do you do in that case?
Yeah, that's very true. And hypertension is a primary disorder, so we don't exactly know why what it's caused by, and a lot of people do have it in their family. And the most important thing is just to see your doctor on a regular basis and take your prescribed medication. There's no question that if you have obesity, that both high blood pressure and diabetes will get better if you're able to lose weight. But some people do all the right things, and they still have things like high blood pressure or atherosclerotic disease, meaning hardening of the arteries. And then you really do have to take those medications religiously, get your blood pressure checked, and really just sort of play the cards you're dealt, but because you can still do okay.
Is that a high number of people or a low number of people?
Who have high blood pressure from genetics?
Yeah, like, you know, hey, you're, like, for me, I'll give you an example. I don't have high blood pressure, thank God. But my dad did. And I was 270 pounds, hadn't been to the doctor in about 5 or 6 years. And I'm 5'8". And my dad died of a stroke. And I was paranoid. And I said, you know what, I'm going to the doctor. Went to the doctor, and he, you know, he said, come in for labs, and we'll go over them. I went back to go over them, and I said, so how's everything, doc? And I really thought he was going to, you know, yeah, you're good, you know. Like usual, they usually pat me on the belly and go, you know, just lay off the rice and beans a little bit. All right, take care. See you next time. But he didn't say that. Actually, he was really serious. He had a big sigh, and he said, you're on track for a massive heart attack or stroke by 50. And I was like, no, stop playing. And he was like, no, I'm serious. I'm on my medical license. Right now I'm supposed to put you on blood pressure medicine, diabetes medicine, and cholesterol medicine. And I was in shock. I was like, what do you mean? I thought I was fat and fit. You know, I had no idea that I was unhealthy. And it was really a shock to me. I mean, the level of ignorance for a guy that, you know, I consider myself decently read. I was in the dark about this stuff. Because, again, I didn't go to the doctor. I thought I was too cool. I was 30-something at the time. And he told me all this stuff, and he put me on the ketogenic diet you're talking about. That was after we made a deal. I said, I don't want to take the pills. I don't like medication. What do I do? And he said, you got to lose weight, man. You got to lose weight. And then he gives me this other riot act where he said, I know how you guys are. And I said, who's you guys? And he said, Puerto Ricans. You guys eat roast pork with everything. You eat a heaping plate of rice with every meal. And he said, I got a lot of patients like you. And he said, sadly, they end up getting their first their toes, then their entire limbs amputated by the time they're 60. That's if they don't die from the massive heart attack or stroke at 50. And yeah. And it was a wake-up call that I needed. And so, you know, I cut a deal with him, and I lost 30 pounds in 90 days. And the deal was for 25. I lost 30. And he said, all right, keep it up. And every time I went, he gave me more. You know, it went from you got to take a walk, certain amount of minutes a day, then it was join a gym. Now you got to go to the gym, now you need treadmill. Then, you know, it was really, I was always in trouble, I felt. But I got healthier and healthier and healthier. Today I'm, I think, 194 pounds, and I go to the gym pretty regularly. And I don't think I'm out of the dark. My A1C number is a lot lower. I got it down to 5.7, but still not great, right? You know, I'm not not throwing a party. It's not the best place to be. But it was at 14 when I started this journey. So I've been through this journey myself, and I realized that diet's a big part, exercise is a big part. I haven't had to take any medications thus far, but I have friends that they work out too, and they do have to take high blood pressure medicine. And I guess that's kind of how we started this segment, where you said it's one of those primary illnesses that we just don't know where it comes from. Is there any other way to mitigate high blood pressure? Because that seems to be the number one thing that kills people.
Well, certainly, I mean, just to mention, if you told me that your A1C was 14 when you walked in my office, I would also freak out as well, because that is way too high. That is dangerously high, and that is the type of number that when people come into the hospital because now they've had a stroke and you go, oh, my God, that's why you have so many blood vessels that are narrowed in your brain and in your carotid artery. In terms of – and so good job that you were able to lower it.
Thanks. Good job on him for scaring the crap out of me.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's a very scary number. You know, 8 is a scary number. 14 is really scary. For blood pressure, so anybody who has high blood pressure and is obese or morbidly obese will benefit from losing the weight. There are patients that are not obese and they do have high blood pressure, and then you do have to take the medication. But in addition to that, cardiovascular exercise is always going to be helpful. Get up, walk, run. If you don't do anything, walk. If you do walking, jog. If you get on the stationary bike, do something low impact, get on an elliptical, something, just to get your heart rate up a little bit, 3 or 4 times a week. take baby steps to begin with. You do absolutely nothing. Don't try to go from 0 to 1,000 because you'll just burn out little by little by little. And then all of a sudden you look back and you go, wow, I'm doing much better. And that, in addition to medication, you'll give yourself the best shot.
So people can't really escape this high blood pressure thing. What's been your experience with people if they want to do the treadmill or, you know, I guess how much cardio or what do you recommend for exercise to mitigate high blood pressure, or do you not?
Well, I think that the first thing is if you're having issues, if you're having physical issues now, you have to make sure that your doctor is okay with you doing any type of exercise regimen.
Right. Yeah. That's
but
true.
Once that's, you know, if you don't want to starting having chest pain when you have and then have an issue like that. But if you're cleared for that, what I would suggest is if you're doing absolutely nothing, just try at least 2 or 3 times a week to just either go for a walk around the block or get on something, and then just gradually get better and better. Get your heart rate up a little bit, maybe 1.5 to 2 times its resting rate. Again, make sure your doctor clears you for each individual case is important, but just start slow. Do something, and the key is you want to sweat a little bit, you want to get your heart rate up, and you want to do it, let's say, at least 2 or 3 times a week. People start to feel better in addition to that, and it's both a physical eye that you can get, but also I find patients who do that, they just start to feel better about themselves. It's as if they've accomplished something. And there's an emotional lift. Although I've taken some sort of control back over my health, which I think is as important as the physical benefit. But they're both equally important.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Everything you said is true for anybody that's listening. My doctor didn't necessarily give me that advice. He kind of said, hey, you got to go do this. And I did. And I walked very slow, like a fat person, very slow on that treadmill for literally, I don't know, a month and a half, maybe even 2 months. And then I started walking a little faster, you know, like to actually sweat. And it took me a long time. I didn't like it. I felt uncomfortable. I did a whole year of just treadmill before I even touched any of the resistance stuff, like weights and stuff like that. Now it's a combination of the two. And I find that the magic number for me is 5 days a week in the gym. I don't always get it, but when I do, that's when I feel the best. And that's when I look the best, and that's when I'm the strongest. But you're right. I'm in my third year of that, and that's exactly how it went. Everything was baby steps. Started with lightweight. I had an injury in my shoulder. I couldn't move it. I was super negative. I can't do it. There's no way. I had a great friend who's a trainer, and we worked out together, and he was like, just do it. And we got to a point where he was like, do you see anybody here dying? Is anybody leaving here in an ambulance? He was like, it's not going to happen. You're okay. Just try harder. Add more weight. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Because I was worried. And eventually I said, yeah, you know what? I'm being a wuss here. And I started adding more weight, and I feel better. I look better. So all that is very, very true. But if my doctor had told me that passively, I would have been like, all right, whatever. You know, it took the riot act. And it's a shame that it took that, but that's what it takes. Do you find that in your practice as well?
I was just about to say, I have so many patients who come in with their family members, their children, you know, they're 60, 70 year olds, and their kids are 30 and 40. And they basically look at me and they say, doctor, could you please tell my father exactly what he needs to do and what's going to happen if he doesn't do it? I mean, they're just begging for sort of that warning shot to be
fired.
With
the white coat, because they'll listen to you.
Well, sometimes they do, but the scary part is that things like high blood pressure don't cause you a problem until they cause you a big problem.
And, right, you don't know it's
and
there.
So exactly. So it's painless. There are no symptoms. What's happening is that it's causing problems building up in your body until one day something bad happens. And that's one of the reasons why so many people don't treat their blood pressure. So. And I should also mention that the same risk factors for stroke in small vessels of your brain and your carotid artery pretty much overlap with the risk factors for coronary artery disease and heart attack. So it's just so important. Sometimes you need to be scared a little bit, and the best thing is to be scared before anything bad happens to you, and then you can save yourself. Yeah.
It's better to be scared because the doctor read you the riot act than scared because you're in the hospital for something really bad. Dr. Liff, chance you could give us a couple of more minutes to talk about aneurysms, because I have to hit a break right here.
Of course I can.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Dr. Jeremy Liff, we're coming right back.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Lindsay...
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection, or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Turn to London and debuts in Dublin, Berlin, and Madrid. Snooze off. Game on. It's Sunday morning football. The NFL International Games, only on NFL Network, starting September 28th.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You're educating America, and you are giving us an opportunity to speak freely. That's why I love this station, and I love your show.
America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. It's Rich Valdez. We continue our conversation talking about all the stress that people are under lately. And it's not just stress. It's diet. It's exercise. We have to, you know, have some sort of a fit and healthy lifestyle. It's not optional, right? It's not some people work out, some people don't. Everybody needs to do something every day to sweat for a good, I'm going to say 40 minutes, despite what your doctor may tell you. If I do 30 minutes on the treadmill, I feel like I didn't do enough. It really works at 40, and honestly, at an hour is where I feel like that's the sweet spot for me. And maybe that's just particular to me, but I think that's really where I sweat the best, I feel the best, I feel tired, and I get that energy boost later. But I want to come back to Dr. Jeremy Liff, board-certified neurologist specializing in stroke and brain aneurysms. And I want to talk a little bit about, you know, some of our listeners, right? I've had listeners on this program just recently. A listener my age, 47, 48 years old, cut her finger at work. Wouldn't stop bleeding, so she went to the doctor. They did something. They I don't know how they came across this, but they said, let's do an MRI. They found two aneurysms in her brain. And they needed to treat them. And they did this coil procedure. Talk to us about what aneurysms are. My brother Bobby passed away a couple of years ago of an aneurysm, I guess exploding. And, you know, I know it's like a bleed, a bubble, but I think many people, including myself, really aren't understanding what that is.
Yeah, it's a very scary thing. And for the public that knows very little about it, it's even scarier. So an aneurysm in general is an artery which gets weak. Part of it gets weak and it kind of starts to balloon out. And if it gets weak enough and that balloon gets big enough, it can rupture. And if that is taking place in your brain, it can cause a very grave and immediately life-threatening hemorrhage. So it's a very scary proposition.
So when that's treated, I know that they place like a metal coils in there to, I guess, fill that space so that they don't pop. Is this treatment effective? One person texted me and told me that they have a 4 millimeter, one on each side of the brain. One that's 4 millimeters, one that's 1 millimeter or 1 centimeter. I don't know if I'm getting the numbers right, but what is that like? How is, you know, once you get the coils, are you out of the dark or what do you got to do? And can you keep, you know, smoking, vaping? What type of impact would that have?
Well, first of all, there's really one bona fide risk factor that we know about for the rupture of an aneurysm, and that's smoking tobacco. So the answer to that is no. You must stop
right, for
that reason and many other reasons. Now, in terms of aneurysm specifically, the story of cutting your finger and finding an aneurysm, that is how most people find the aneurysms in their brain that haven't ruptured. They find them because they're looking for something else. That's right, because like high blood pressure, aneurysms don't usually give you a problem until they give you a life-threatening problem. And so many people are walking around with them and don't realize they have them. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is that the way that we can screen for them and find them is so much better and so much easier than the way that we would have had to in the past. And the other piece of good news is that for the ones that have gotten big enough where they should be treated, the treatment options are much better over the last 10 and 15 years and much less invasive with a lot less recuperation. One of them involves the coil, as you were talking about, but there are other specialized types of stents which have been invented and refined over the past 10 and 15 years and other implants in which you can have a catheter-based procedure which allows you to go home the next day and have the aneurysm treated, and then it's just a matter of following it up to make sure that it doesn't come back. But you're much safer at that point once the initial treatment is made. The other general way of having it treated, which is what the only option there used to be, would be to have an open brain surgery where a surgeon has to go in and open your skull. And that's still something that we have to do, especially if the aneurysm has ruptured and you're in a much worse state. But for the ones that haven't ruptured and the ones that are found, and you're just fine, but they get found incidentally, a lot of times we can treat it with a catheter-based procedure, that allows you to go home the next day. And that, you know, that's one of my passions in my practice. And to be quite honest, the engineering and the way that it's put into practice is in some ways a miracle as far as I'm concerned.
Outstanding. Doc, I wish I could talk to you for another hour. You're really well versed on this stuff. You must be like a board certified neurologist or something. Dr. Jeremy Liff, board certified neurologist specializing in stroke and brain aneurysms. I want to thank you for being with us tonight. Let everybody know how they can find you and keep up to speed with the work you're doing.
You can go to my website, which is jeremyliffmd.com or nyneurodoc.com, and you can see a list of all the conditions. It gives you explanations and treatments and contact info and everything.
Dr. Jeremy Liff, nyneurodoc.com. I want to thank you for being here, sir. Godspeed to you. We'll definitely have you back. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Amigos, your calls and more coming up right now. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
constipation with belly pain that keeps coming back and back and back. If your symptoms keep coming back, talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess could help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
September is National Preparedness Month, and if you're anything like me, I'm always asking myself why. Why would the government dedicate an entire month to this? I think you and I both know the real reason. It's because when things go sideways, you're on your own. FEMA all but admits they can't save everyone, and their response time just this year has been horrendous. So instead of sitting around waiting for someone else to step in, I'm actually going to do something about it. I found a reliable way to get everything I need to weather any storm. Emergency food with enough calories to keep me strong, along with water filtration, power, cooking, heating. I get it all from My Patriot Supply. They're the number one trusted source for preparedness items. They actually manufacture a ton of their stuff right here in the U.S., and they've got over 90,000 five-star reviews. When it comes to my family, I'm trusting the best. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to protect what is yours. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance, but if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
All right, to the phones we go, and I promise we're going to get to everybody that's on hold. Let's go to Tim, Springfield, Illinois, WTAX. Tim, go right ahead, quickly.
Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask you about I'll start over. There's a great article written in the LA Times, April 11th, 2015, and it's on Lincoln, post-war. Because I was researching, since I like Lincoln and I wanted to know about post-war, how did they act after he was assassinated?
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it was the same reaction we got right now.
Oh, interesting. Some people celebrated, some people discouraged it. That's a great topic for us to explore. Tim, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Shout out to Tim in Springfield, Illinois, WTAX. Have we seen this before? Is it normal to have this type of divide? I love it. We're going to explore that. Maybe not today, but maybe next week. Folks, keep it locked right here. Hasta la próxima. I'm Rich Valdez. Don't go anywhere.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. with friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Several U.S. allies, including Great Britain, France, and Australia, plan to appear in an upcoming session of the United Nations in order to formally recognize the so-called Palestinian state. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Heritage Foundation Vice President Victoria Coates says that would be a meaningless gesture that not only appeases Muslim populations with the countries.
This is more theater at the United Nations. This will not make any progress toward a political resolution with the Palestinians. And perhaps more importantly, it won't feed a single Palestinian. And so all it does is perpetuate the Palestinian fantasy that at some point Israel's going to go away. It isn't. And so the sooner that reality is brought home to the Palestinians, the sooner they can move on, hopefully to a better life.
Victoria Coates' full interview will be broadcast when This Week on Capitol Here airs Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Salem News Channel. Estonia has summoned a Russian diplomat to protest after three Russian fighter jets entered its airspace without permission. The foreign ministry said the incursion Friday lasted 12 minutes. Speaking with Salem Radio military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says the recent Russian airspace incursions appear intentional.
If you believe what the Prime Minister and Deputy there in Poland, in Warsaw, have said is that this was not a mistake. It was an intention by the Russians to kind of probe NATO defenses and to try to see what the red lines were for NATO in responding to Russian incursions.
President Trump says he will meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping at a regional summit taking place in October in South Korea and will visit China early next year. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Have you ever wondered why some people seem to experience God's favor in extraordinary ways? There's a secret hiding in plain sight through Scripture. God has designed a pathway to blessing that runs directly through our relationship with Israel. Look, it's not complicated. It's not mysterious. It's actually beautifully simple. A promise found in Genesis 12. God said, I will bless those who bless you. This holy equation has been working for 4,000 years. From Abraham's time to today, God rewards those who align their hearts with his heart for Israel. It's like stepping into a river of blessing that's been flowing since the beginning. When I support the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, look, I'm plugging into God's ancient blessing system. I'm choosing to flow with his plan instead of against it. The results speak for themselves. Lives transformed, families blessed, purposes fulfilled. As Christians, we believe we've been grafted into God's family tree. Let's discover what it means to be united with his chosen people through faith. Learn more. IFCJ.org. Visit IFCJ.org.
Three European nations have made arrests of people suspected of spying for Russia. Correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
On Thursday, the Metropolitan Police arrested three people near London. On Wednesday, Lithuanian prosecutors uncovered a Russian-linked network planning arson attacks across Europe. Latvia's security service detained a man suspected of passing military intelligence to Russia. European security officials have warned of a growing sabotage campaign blamed on Russia. There have been around 80 incidents linked to Russia since the start of the war in Ukraine in February 2022. The incidents include arson and sabotage. A joint investigation team has been formed with cooperation from nine countries. Karen Chamas, London.
The Taliban has released a British couple held in Afghanistan for over 7 months on undisclosed charges. Analysts say this move on Friday is part of a broader effort to gain international recognition. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. South Korean automaker Hyundai confirms it's full speed ahead with expansion of its Georgia plant.
The affirmation follows an immigration raid that delayed startup of an electric vehicle battery plant at the site. The company plans to invest $2.7 billion to boost capacity by 200,000 vehicles over the next several years. Hyundai aims to produce 10 electric and hybrid models at the facility west of Savannah. That's up from the current two models. And it pledges 60% of its vehicles will be electric or hybrid by 2030. Rich Thomason, Washington.
As fall approaches, day and night will get equal time for a brief moment as the equinox arrives. The Earth will experience about the same amount of day and night on Monday when the autumnal equinox arrives. From there, the northern hemisphere will plunge into fall as night gets even longer. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez. We're back for another hour. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. 7 minutes past the top of the hour, and we're going to get into a bunch of stuff this evening. We've had some conversation about cardiovascular disease. We've had conversation about the Constitution, and now I want to talk about the media and some of the goings-on of the news of the day. If you want to join us on our late-night national town hall conversation, give me a call, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And part of what I want to bring up right now is that there was reports of shots fired at an ABC News building in Sacramento, California. Police responded. No one was hurt, thankfully. But there's also a shooting in Philadelphia. This is a tough one to listen to, but a woman was shot. Let me see if I get this right. Man was chasing and shooting at a woman 10 times. This is horrible to hear. This happened a couple of days ago, and I understand they're still investigating this. Meanwhile, there's also a similar situation here where, well, this one I'll play for you. Give me number 14.
Democrat Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett sparking outrage for appearing to dismiss the murder of 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton, who was killed at the hands of an illegal immigrant in 2022. The House was debating a Republican-led bill named after Kayla when the Congresswoman made these comments. Listen.
You take a situation and then you exploit what has happened to not only that person, but you exploit those families and you make it a game. Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
Joining me now is Jeff Gaylor, the sheriff in the Maryland County where Kayla was killed, and Kayla Hamilton's mother, Tammy Nobles. Thank you both so much for joining us. Tammy, what was your reaction when you heard the congresswoman describe your daughter like this?
I was really furious because you just don't call a victim of a crime just a random dead person. No victim should be referred as a random dead person. Nope. They were there discussing her bill, and what she said was really nasty, and it came across as racist.
You know what happens here, folks? This is what happens. And say what you say. Hate me all you want. When people don't have children, Jasmine Crockett's not a mom. When people don't have children, they don't understand how sensitive you need to be around people that have children. It's really that simple. It's not the first conversation I've had about this today. Earlier today, I was hanging out with my buddy, the one I was telling you about, and he was telling me about a mutual friend of ours, a little younger than us, who was commenting on somebody's daughter. And the daughter is like 18 or something like that. And and I said, well, look, he's a single guy. He's young. He doesn't have kids. You know, I get it. I see why, and, you know, the girl's attractive. But there are certain lines that, you don't cross, and there's respect that has to be maintained. And maybe he crossed those lines, and maybe a conversation needs to be had. But my point is, when people don't have kids, they really are ignorant, right? What does Jasmine Crockett know? She thinks it's okay to call someone's child a random dead person in her irate rant in Congress. Now, all this does is tell me that J.D. Vance, our esteemed vice president, he took all sorts of heat early on in the campaign, or I should say earlier this year, probably later into the campaign, when he said that if we're not careful, we'll have, I think this is a quote, a bunch of, quote, childless cat women or childless cat ladies. And, you know, it was a tongue-in-cheek remark for sure, but I don't think he was wrong. I think he's right. If you have a bunch of childless cat ladies in charge of Congress, in charge of the education system, running the teachers union, how does that really work out? People in charge of all sorts of things that affect children, that affect families. Now, I'm not saying we should discriminate and say everybody that serves has to do it, but when I've never heard her ever in my life have I heard a Republican politician ever talk about how many kids you should have and whatnot. But I have heard AOC say, I'm afraid to have kids. We're not having kids, right? And it's not uncommon for folks on the left to say they don't want to have kids. Whatever reason they want to blame. It's the Marxism of we got to blame this. I can't have kids because of you. I can't have kids because of climate change. I can't have kids because Trump's a fascist, right? Whatever they want to blame. Victimhood. AOC's great at it. But ultimately, it becomes problematic when you lack empathy, right? You affect, display some subtle narcissism, in my opinion, that this is all about you. It's all about how irate you can be. It's all about your issue. And you never take a moment to really share an empathetic moment with this woman whose child was killed. And again, this is not Charlie Kirk anymore, right? This is not, I don't like his politics. He was a bad person. He said bad things, blah, 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 which I disagree with wholeheartedly. But this is just a woman that was attacked in a violent crime. Are we now going to demonize every last victim and treat every last person like they don't count? Why does the left feel they have, the monopoly on dehumanizing people? I'll tell you why. Because they have the monopoly on godlessness. The left is happy to be agnostic. The left is happy to be atheistic. The further they can get away from God, the happier they are. And that's just the truth. And you know what? There was a time in American history where that wasn't true, where you had plenty of Catholic Democrats. Today, a lot further and fewer than there were. So ultimately, when it comes down to, our republic isn't working the way it's supposed to. Well, you know, Franklin warned it's a republic if we can keep it. Adams told us this constitution, this republic, it's based on virtue. We need to be a virtuous people for this to bear the fruit that it's supposed to. If we can't be virtuous, we're lost. And I think we're lost, right? I think not that we're headed towards being lost. I think we've arrived at lost, and now we need to find our way before we lose ourselves completely. I don't think that we're totally foregone. I don't think that America is a thing of the past. I think there are still people that want to make this country what it once was, right? Make it great again, if you will. And I think some of those people are even illegal immigrants that come here with the American dream in mind. Legal immigrants that come here with the American dream in mind. Americans that grow up in a poorer neighborhood and say, I want to live in a more middle-class suburb, let's say, and give my kids a better life. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. But there is something wrong with lacking empathy. There is something wrong with treating people like they don't matter. And I realize, you know, I beat up the Democrats. I beat up Jasmine Crockett. If somebody told me there was a violent crime that resulted in a murder in her family, I would clearly be a whole lot nicer to her, right? I would find a nicer way to disagree. I'm going to still disagree, but I don't want to, you know, and I don't even have a nickname for her yet. We went through a whole day of that, of calls on that, and there were some good ones, but I didn't write them down, so I forgot them.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Comprehensive all-in-one kit that covers emergency food, water filtration, heat, and backup power. Imagine the peace of mind you'll feel knowing all your bases are covered. And when you go to MyPatriotSupply.com during September, not only will you find huge discounts on all of our preparedness essentials, you can even score over $1,500 worth of survival gear free when you stock up on a one-year food supply. Head to MyPatriotSupply.com for details. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
A new NFL season means a fresh start and fresh styles. At NFLShop.com, you'll find the latest jerseys, hats, and sideline gear to rep your team all season long. From rookies making their debut to legends, NFLShop.com has it all. Score exclusive styles you won't find anywhere else and show up ready for every kickoff and big play. Fan like a pro and shop now at NFLShop.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Thanks for what you do. You have so many people. You ask the questions that if a viewer had a microphone, they would ask that question, and you seem to always ask it right at the right time. So God bless you, my friend.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
We should be clear about who Charlie Kirk was. A man who believed that the Civil Rights Act that granted black Americans the right to vote was a mistake. Who after the violent attack on Paul Pelosi claimed that, quote, some amazing patriot, unquote, should bail out his brutal assailant. And accused Jews of controlling, quote, not just the colleges, it's the nonprofits, it's the movies, it's Hollywood, it's all of it, unquote. His rhetoric and beliefs were ignorant, uneducated, and sought to disenfranchise millions of Americans, far from the working, quote, working tirelessly to promote unity, unquote, asserted by the majority in this resolution.
That's AOC, all out crazy, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and good old AOC, again, trashing Charlie Kirk, the dearly departed Charlie Kirk, and again, as is her right. I'm not angry that she's trashing him, although I think it's uncouth. I am upset with the idea that she's lying about a man who can't defend himself. She just said that Charlie Kirk called for the end of the civil right. He called it a mistake, and he did. Not a mistake because it liberated black people and because he's a racist, but because he felt it was taken too far in recent years when they started to use something intended to put blacks on a level playing field with whites when they did, you know, the ending of Jim Crow, to using it to now add gay, lesbian, transgender, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm going to use the word, this is a prostitution of the intent of this bill. Not the right word, but it's the word I want to use. It's a mockery. It's the wrong thing to do. Listen to what Charlie Kirk really said.
Do you support the Civil Rights Act?
In spirit, but not how it's written.
Why?
It's too broad and paved its way for the persecution. For example, they're using the Civil Rights Act to put men in locker rooms like Riley was in.
How? Which article?
Article 4 or 5, I think. I actually don't know specifically. But the Civil Rights Act is being used by the trans movement right now because they say that they are women, therefore they demand an accommodation of women's rights. Riley can riff on this. They're using the Civil Rights Act literally to have access into men female locker rooms.
So what would you change about the Civil Rights Act?
I wouldn't make it as broad. I would make it much more crisp and concrete, and I wouldn't have it necessarily. I would also get rid of the disparate impact component of the Civil Rights Act. So the biggest problem of the Civil Rights Act, there's four components of the beast of anti-racism. There's affirmative action, DEI, disparate impact, and then, of course, there's a fourth that I'll remember in a second, which is basically disparate impact is that it must be racism if two different groups have different outcomes, which, of course, is outrageous. Disparate impact is the legal theory that undergirds most of the enforcement of the Civil Rights Act.
Charlie Kirk making it clear here. This is not about trying to belittle black people in any way. He wanted to simplify it so that it wouldn't be used by as a back door, if you will, by radicals on the left for the LGBTQ cause, and to simplify it so that nobody's using race for anything, which I think is the goal, right? At least the goal of Dr. Martin Luther King. We were told to judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. But yet the media and AOC, they go in a different direction with this. So I want to talk about the media, and I figured who better to talk about the media with than somebody who is in the media. Of course, that would be our guest. Our guest is Christina Alarcón Carroll. She's a writer and researcher, and she's the author of the book, Politically Media, Exposing Bias and Clickbait in the News. And I wanted to get into her book. I wanted to introduce you to her because ultimately it's we, right? We the people that lose out when we miss out on an accurate or an honest media. Christina Carroll, welcome.
Hey, how are you? Good to hear you.
I'm doing great. Thanks for staying up late and keeping us company. And we're about to take a pause here, but I wanted to introduce you because I wanted you to kind of get the flavor for some of the conversation we were having because – you know, folks in our industry of the media aren't exempt from being biased, and they're also not exempt from doing things that are unscrupulous just to get eyeballs, whether it's through clickbait or something to get people to watch a video or, you know, what was once called yellow journalism.
100%. I mean, like, that's the opening line of my book is everyone is biased, and until people can accept that fact and find a way to move past it, you're not going to be able to progress as a society.
Yeah, I agree with that. Go ahead.
So the book itself, I wrote it and released it just around last year's election. So a lot of it is breaking down and taking part of, hey, CNN said this, Fox News said this. They're both lying to you, but they're also not. They're telling you the truth and manipulating you instead. You know, CNN will be like, the economy is bad, and Fox News will be like, the economy is great. And I break down how they're not lying. They're just manipulating you. They want you to see something that's not really there. And I've worked on both sides of the media. So I've worked on the left, and I've a very extreme left, and I've worked on the right. Some people would consider it the extreme right, but regardless of where you fall politically, the left and the right are not having the same conversation. What Charlie Kirk was doing was great. He was making people have the same conversation, you know, whether you were the left or the right. So,
right. Well, let's pick up right there when we come back. Christina, yeah. Just stand by for a second. I got to take a pause right here. Folks, we're coming back with Christina Alarcón Carroll. She's the author of the book that we're discussing, and it's called Politically Media, Exposing Bias and Clickbait in the News. You can get it on Amazon, and we're coming right back with her. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
That time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Head of hair in live late night radio 6 years in a row. It's Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. And I want to thank Webroot.com. They sent me access to their digital products and really good stuff, our friends at Webroot. When it comes to this stuff we're looking at with data breaches all the time, you know, I want to live a better digital life. And when you hear about all this news about major credit reporting agencies having this data breach that we just heard about, 4 million people affected as a result of the data breach, that's just one example of why it's so important to have a product like Webroot Total Protection. They've got the Total Protection Plan, which includes antivirus protection, also protection against emerging threats like malware, ransomware, phishing. You also have identity. Protection, right? Identity protection. Now, this is important because you get it for up to 10 identities. Plus, you get VPN, cloud backup, and more. Now, this plan also includes up to $1 million, $1 million in fraud expense reimbursement. And you can always call their 24/7 customer service based in the United States. Plus, they have a dedicated elder fraud hotline to give you support on that level. It also comes with monitoring for identity and dark web monitoring. So, I mean, I think this is, again, when they call it total protection, they're not kidding. WebRoot is the way to go. It's an all-in-one product to help you, your family, and an individual if you want, because, you know, you get up to 10. So it could be one, it could be up to 10. And if you want it, this is what you got to do. You got to go to the website. It's 50% off right now if you use the code I'm going to give you. 50% off the WebRoot Total Protection Plan or the WebRoot Essentials Plan. When you go to the website, here it is, webroot.com. That's WEBROOT.com/rich, R-I-C-H. webroot.com/rich. You're going to get 50% off the WebRoot Total Protection Plan or WebRoot Essentials when you go to webroot.com/rich. Now, moving on, I want to also kind of circle back to what we were talking about, like Jen Pacircle back Pasaki, remember her? And we were talking about the media and clickbait and yellow journalism and how our guest has worked in newsrooms that are on the left and newsrooms that are right of center. And I find it interesting that, you know, as a young journalist making her way and writing this book, she had a lot of really interesting observations. And Sean Hannity played a really great montage on his television show on the Fox News Channel. I wanted to share just a little bit of it with you so that it can frame a little bit of our conversation here. Listen to this.
Now, the decision last night was made by ABC, the same ABC, remember, that fired the top-rated Roseanne Barr over a tweet, and popular top-rated radio host Bob Graham for a comment that he made on the air after the death of Ron Brown, former Commerce Secretary. But after spending years pushing cancel culture, the left's hypocrisy was on full display over Kimmel's suspension as they predictably and immediately went into full-blown meltdown mode. Take a look.
Congressman, I see you are wearing a hat. What does that hat say?
You're damn right I am, John. I was a guest on the Jimmy Kimmel show. He, every night, has a right to come into any house that wants to watch and entertain Americans. It should shake every American that the President of the United States is out there firing comedians who make fun of him. That is not who we are, and every American should care and stand up to this.
It is outrageous. It's a page right out of Xi's playbook. This is just despicable, disgusting, and against democratic values.
I mean, understand, if we go down this road, and it seems like this is where we are destroying the freedom of expression in America.
I've also read a whole lot about authoritarian regimes. This is the playbook, folks. If you're not paying attention now and doing something about it, well, then you're going to have to sit down the rest of your life because democracy is being taken away.
All right, so you heard a little bit of what's going on with folks from the left side of the aisle, and this is all in response to the media, right? To Jimmy Kimmel, an entertainer that was removed by his network because of comments that he made. A guy who's been there for 10 years. He was there the first 4 years Trump was in office, and nobody took action against him, and he's been there the last 9 months, and nobody's taken any action because it wasn't Trump that fired him. He's not even fired. He's getting paid to just not be on the air as a result of what his company decided. But the criticism comes from the FCC commissioner making this comment. And again, the media gets kind of tricky there. But I want to you know, use that as sort of context and reference for our discussion, because our discussion is really about how things in the media get distorted on both sides of the aisle. And Christina Alarcón Carroll is a writer and a researcher. She's the author of the book, her new book. It's called Politically Media, Exposing Bias and Clickbait in the News. And Christina, let's pick up where you left off. You were telling us a little bit about your experience working in newsrooms across the political spectrum.
100%. And the first thing I want to point out is the clip that you had from Sean Hannity's show failed to include that Bill Maher was also canceled before cancel culture was a thing by ABC so many years ago. So there is like part of Hannity's bias. His failure to include that is not really being truthful to your listeners. And so that's one way that an example of how the right can kind of manipulate people sometimes, you know. And even Ted Cruz is saying, hey, like, the FCC went a step too far. Don't get involved, you know. Look, 100% Jimmy Kimmel's remarks were completely uncalled for. They were wrong. And something should have happened to that guy. And the fact that he's off the air, I think, is, you know, I'm okay with it. But at the same time, he does have freedom of speech. So as an independent person, feel free to say that. But you do have to follow the rules that your station, you know, makes. At the end of the day, it's the station making the rules, you know. It's Fox News saying, hey, we're going to be right of center. It's ABC saying, hey, we're going to be left of center. So it's not out of the realm of shock that he gets let go because of this. I think Brendan Carr's comments probably, it would have happened without Carr's comments. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm also going to agree with you and with Senator Cruz, not on the entirety of his comment. I think that in recent years, what we would have seen is a letter from the FCC chairman, a lot softer letter saying the same exact thing that, you know, by the way, if you keep doing this type of thing, you know, be advised, be reminded that you're subject to an FCC license, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what people are used to. They perhaps are not used to hearing the FCC commissioner, forcefully, confidently, authoritatively, and intelligently make the same comment he would have made in a letter on a podcast. And I think that has to do with the nature of how we communicate nowadays versus how we used to communicate in the past, and really just a matter of substance and style. But I agree with you. I think that action was going to be taken against Kimmel either way, because his commentary, I think, was just falling on the wrong ears at the wrong time, given the Kirk assassination.
100%. I mean, there again, totally like uncalled for. I don't know who has a brain in that region of the country, but they were not using it that day when they decided to put those remarks on air. There's just no one with a cognitive thinking ability would say, yeah, this is funny, this is great. You know, it's just inappropriate to, you don't make fun of a dead guy. That's like basic journalism 101. But what do I know? Yeah.
Right, yeah. It's only what you do.
Yeah, just, you know, I just write pretty words for a living.
Well, speaking of those pretty words, let's talk about this. What was the inspiration for you putting together this book, Politically Media, Exposing Bias and Clickbait in the News? Did you wake up one day and say, hey, you know what? I think I want to write a book about this stuff. And if so, why?
It actually came out of a lot of frustration and not anger, but almost anger. I try not to get angry. It's not healthy.
yeah.
But,
ditto.
You know, I've worked in newsrooms on the left, and I've worked in newsrooms on the right. And aside from seeing that the left and the right aren't having the same conversation anymore, I was not just witnessing, but I was being given handwritten notes by CEOs of, you need to have this person on air, you need to get your anchor to say this. And there's just something really wrong with that. You know, there's something, I can't do my job as a journalist, and I don't necessarily think I'd call myself that because I've worked in TV my whole career. You know, it's, you can't be a journalist if you're being told what to say or how to say it or what angle to go with. There is no angle. Your angle is facts and news. And so just living in that world and being frustrated, I decided to write this a lot for the younger generation, because they don't know a world like you and I do of, this is what news used to be. It used to be straight down the line, and we didn't have this partisan issue. People were more geared towards center, and you didn't have these extremists on the left or the right making so much noise. You know, social media has definitely amplified that. You know, it's given a box in the middle of Times Square for people to scream upon, you know, and just say, you're wrong, and I don't have to listen to you.
So let me ask
giving you these echo chambers as well.
Is this box in the middle of Times Square for the general public a good thing that the people have more free speech, or is it a bad thing that more Americans have access to free speech through social media or this digital box?
So it's free speech is always a good thing. However, if you are living within an echo chamber, it's not. At that point, it's not healthy. You know, if you are on the right and you're like, everything that Donald Trump does is great, I'm gonna freeze you. I'm gonna say, nope, not cool. Because, like, I've been in relationships, like, you're not gonna agree with everyone you're in a relationship with.
Right.
And that's
okay.
That's part of being
no
a
objectivity.
Relationship. Right. You can't, if you think the left or the right is doing everything perfectly, there's something not right with you, and you need to fix that before you can move forward in life, because you shouldn't agree with everyone on every topic every single day.
I agree with you, and I think what you brought up a moment ago is really a good example of that, right? We had I have not seen at least lately, I have not seen Jasmine Crockett battling against AOC.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
You're right that you need to have a little bit of back and forth to land somewhere.
100%. If without back and forth, that's what our founding fathers did. You know, like, look at how long it took them to create the Declaration of Independence, to create, you know, the Bill of Rights. All these things that they created, there was hours, hundreds of hours of back and forth, and what about this, what about that? You know, so without a healthy amount of back and forth, and you don't see that on the left at all. You know, we definitely see it on the right, and I'm happy to see it on the right because it allows people to be free. You know, like, that's what freedom of speech is. If you're just agreeing with people and you're like, yep, 100% all the way, full stop, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself or the rest of the country.
Yeah, a good point, Christina. I'm going to pause you right there. I just got to take a quick pause right here. Folks, we're on with Christina Alarcón Carroll. She is a writer, researcher, and author. She's the author of the book, Politically Media, Exposing Bias and Clickbait in the News. And as you can tell, she's down the middle, and she's not afraid to say it, truly independent. You can get the book on Amazon, Amazon.com. Again, the book, Politically Media, Exposing Bias and Clickbait in the News. We're coming right back to wrap up. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Lenny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We wrap up with Cristina Alarcón Carroll. That's Cristina with a Y, a K and a Y. K-R-Y-S-T-I-N-A, Alarcón, A-L-A-R-C-O-N, Carroll with two R's and two L's. And Cristina, let everybody know how they can reach you and how they get a copy of the book.
Yeah, so my book is available exclusively on Amazon. Paperback, hardcover, ebooks, whatever you like, it's there. I can be found at Cristina, K-R-Y-S-T-I-N-A, Alacar, A-L-A-C-A-R-R, that's on Twitter, on Instagram. On Instagram, it's more like baking, because that's been a good therapy over trying to figure out what's happening in the media life.
Right.
And it's healthy for you. So.
And again, I just want to give the website again, just so people don't miss it. It's Cristina, KrystinaAlacarr.com, or that same thing, same spelling, on Instagram and
Instagram, X. Twitter. That's usually where I hang out.
Well, I want to thank you for hanging out with us tonight. Everybody, Cristina Alarcón Carroll, Godspeed to you. Keep up the great work. Good luck with the book.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's good to hear you.
My pleasure. We'll do it again soon. And, amigos, we go straight to your calls. Open phones across America very quickly here. Pat, Sedona, Arizona. Go right ahead, sir.
Hey, Rich. How you doing? Great talk about the weight control thing.
Oh,
one
yeah.
thing I wanted to tell you, because I'm 5'8", and I was 203 pounds when I finished playing college football, and I was big and bulky, and I was really unhappy. And I'll tell you one thing, my trainer told me, if you want to start losing weight, because you don't need to carry around this bulk, don't start running and walking too much. Get on a stationary bike. Save your knees. Save your knees. It didn't work.
You're right. Save your knees is right. You know, it's funny. I haven't tried the bike. I find the bike harder than jogging on a treadmill, but I'll give it a shot. Pat in Sedona, Arizona. Thanks, brother. Godspeed to you. Amigos, we're coming right back. Your calls and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
With NFL Plus, keep the NFL in reach. Stream live, local, and primetime games on mobile during the regular and postseason. NFL Network, including 7 exclusive live games, live game audio, and more. With NFL Plus Premium, watch every touchdown, every Sunday afternoon during the regular season on NFL Red Zone. Never miss a game with game replays. And track advanced analytics powered by next-gen stats with NFL Pro. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com/radio. Terms and conditions apply.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigLoot.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
All right, to the phones we go. Chris, Gainesville, Virginia, WMAL. Go right ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm bemoaning the point that the fact that the Disney brand has been damaged by this whole thing. Walt Disney was a Goldwater Republican, and he wore a Goldwater button on his lapel to a media event at Lyndon Johnson's White House. And there's a picture of him in the autobiography or the biography of him shaking hands with Lyndon Johnson and having a laugh. But he was a Goldwater Republican, and he would just be – yes, he was, and he would be – spinning in his grave to see what Michael Eisner did to his precious brand. He was a G-rated movie guy. He didn't believe in having Miramax.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Chris. That, you know, Disney, had, for many years, was synonymous with, like, rated G. You know, at least in New York, we used to say, you know, when they took out the hookers from 42nd Street and they put the big Disney store there, people always just say, no, they made it Disney, you know, which meant they cleaned it up. It's little kids. It's, you know, family-friendly. And you're right. It's interesting how it's changed, the way it's become so warped in many ways. Chris in Gainesville, Virginia, thanks for the call. Shout out to Tony, Michael, David, and everybody else that's on hold. I appreciate you. Hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night. And God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show, your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The House adopted a resolution honoring the life and legacy of Charlie Kirk and condemning political violence in a largely bipartisan vote Friday that appeared to prove difficult for Democrats. Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
The vote was 310-58, with 95 Democrats supporting the resolution, which was brought forward by Speaker Mike Johnson 9 days after conservative activist Kirk was fatally shot during an open-air rally in Utah. 38 Democrats voted present, and 58 voted no. It was a politically tough vote for many Democrats, who did not want to celebrate Kirk's politics, but have vehemently condemned the shooting and didn't want to seem sympathetic to political violence. Johnson said ahead of the vote that there was no reason and no excuse for Democrats to vote no on the resolution, saying there was no partisan language in it. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump's $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times has been rejected by a federal judge. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The judge ruled that the lawsuit was overly long and was full of tedious and burdensome language that had no bearing on the legal case. The president has 28 days to file an amended complaint, which the judge said should not exceed 40 pages. In the lawsuit, Donald Trump accused the Times of intentional and malicious defamation, and he complained online that it's become a virtual mouthpiece for the Democratic Party. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate rejected competing measures to fund federal agencies for a few weeks when the new budget year begins October 1st, increasing prospects for a partial government shutdown on that date. Leaders of the two parties sought to blame the other side for the standoff, Democrats accusing Republicans of not negotiating with them to address some of their priorities on health care, and Republicans saying Democrats were making demands that would be dramatically increasing spending, not germane to the core issue of keeping the government open. It's unclear how the two sides will be able to avoid the shutdown. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Apparently, a lot of Americans have found something else to do instead of watching late-night TV.
An AP North poll finds only about a quarter of Americans watched a late-night show at least once a month in the past year. Among those who did watch on a more or less regular basis in the past 12 months, a third are Democrats, compared with about 2 in 10 Republicans or independents. The poll was conducted after the announcement of Stephen Colbert's show being canceled, but before Jimmy Kimmel was shown the door by ABC. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Treasury Department is moving closer to implementing President Trump's no-tax, no-tips promise. New guidance released Friday. Guidelines outlines which tip workers can benefit. The provision, part of a tax law signed by the president, eliminates federal income taxes on tips for certain jobs and allows deductions up to $25,000 annually from 2025 to 2028. Breaking news at townhall.com. Plenty of fireworks today on the Senate floor as lawmakers prepared to vote on a pair of contrasting continuing resolution bills to avoid a government shutdown, as we mentioned. Bob Agnew has more.
Democrat leader Chuck Schumer urged his colleagues not
to stand with Donald Trump and keep the same lousy status quo.
But Majority Leader Republican John Thune called the House bill Republicans were supportive of clean and bipartisan, but he said the Democrat alternative was anything but.
Laden down with partisan policies and appeals to the Democrats' leftist base.
In the end, neither bill garnered the 60 votes needed for passage, but something changes now. The government is set to run out of funding at the end of the month. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump is asking the Supreme Court for an emergency order to remove Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. He turned to the High Court Thursday after an appeals court refused to go along with his effort to oust Cook. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Are tracking security threats to Charlie Kirk funeral because Democrats will be Democrats. You know, my mother, who was the mother of six boys who all grew up to be men. Isn't that a coincidence? What are the odds of that? I think that couldn't happen in a Democrat family today. And wait, the mom had six boys and all the boys grew up to be men and not Democrats, not girls, not cross-dressing, transgender, mentally ill. Democrats. No. But isn't that a man? She used to say, boys will be boys. And now Democrats will be Democrats. That is to say that, this weekend they'll shoot 30 people in Chicago and kill five or six. And nobody will bat an eye. And the Democrats will say, hey, pretty good, huh? Last weekend we had eight. They like the killing. They really do. And political assassinations, definitely their bag. You know, only if you look at the history of assassinations in the United States of America. And how Democrats assassinated Abraham Lincoln in 1865, the first ever Republican president, by a slavery-loving Democrat. And James Garfield in 1881, not too much later, Republican president assassinated by a Democrat. Then William McKinley, and the Democrats took the name of Mount McKinley off and decided to make it a Native American name instead, like they won something. William McKinley, the Democrats assassinated Republican president in 1901. Finally, a Democrat president was assassinated in 1963, but that was by a communist. That was a communist. Either that or the CIA, you decide. It could be the deep state. Also shot and wounded, but not killed, Teddy Roosevelt. He was post-president, running for president again. And, of course, Democrats shot at Gerald Ford twice. One was a member of the Manson family, which the Democrats think was a pretty good family. Because by their standards, the Manson family was close. You know, they enjoyed Thanksgiving dinner together at the Spahn Ranch and things. They watched TV together, things like that. But the Manson family, definitely a Democrat family, wouldn't you say? I don't think there's any doubt about that, looking at values. And then Ronald Reagan was shot, of course, by a Democrat. Donald Trump was shot and wounded. And Charlie Kirk was assassinated by the Democrats in 2025. Did you see the Democrats there? They tried mightily to label the assassin boy as a Republican. See that? Because there's no lie too big for them to tell. It's the old Joseph Goebbels thing. Make the lie so big that no one will dare to not believe it. And the Democrat Party lives by that Joseph Goebbels credo. Isn't it amazing? Our Democrat Party. Very, very sad. Yeah, now federal agencies are tracking security threats to Charlie Kirk funeral. Federal law enforcement agencies, a new assessment released on Thursday, said that they are tracking several threats of unknown credibility against people planning to attend Sunday's Charlie Kirk Memorial in Glendale, Arizona, where the big football stadium is. These people include the subjects, the targets of the threats coming from the Democrat Party, threats of violence, of assassination. ABC News says those people include President Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and members of the Kirk family. Members of the Kirk family are being threatened because, you know, that's what the Democrats do. Violent extremists and unaffiliated lone offenders may view the memorial service or related events as attractive attack targets due to the attendance of these individuals, other senior U.S. government officials, state and local government officials, and political activists, and due to major international media attention, because even the Iranians are reporting on it. Now, who's more dangerous, Iran or the Democrat Party? I've been asking this question for some time now, haven't I? And ISIS, Al-Qaeda, who's more dangerous, ISIS or the Democrat Party? Really don't even have to toss a coin. You know who it is, hands down, looking at the last handful of years in the United States. So the memo issued by agencies, including the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the Secret Service, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, which is not just a convenience store, but also a federal agency. The memo was distributed to law enforcement and government agencies and obtained by ABC News. ABC News obtained the memo. I wonder if it was from an anonymous source. I think it probably was. The report comes as DHS, Department of Homeland Security, earlier on Thursday designated the funeral as a special event assessment rating. And that becomes an acronym, SEAR, S-E-A-R, Special Event Assessment Rating. It was a backronym. First they came up with SEAR, then they attached the words to it. It's our government. It's a Special Event Assessment Rating Level 1 event, DHS official told ABC Fake News. They've got, you know, ABC News, they got George Stephanopoulos in the morning. And he gets $30 million. He was never a journalist. He was in the Clinton White House. And then they immediately hired him and said, can you pretend to be a TV journalist? We'll pay you millions of dollars. And he said, well, okay, I can do that. And then they have The View. That The View, this is a Democrat Party propaganda apparatus just on ABC Network. And then The View, where you have radical left-wing nutcases Whoopi Goldberg, whose real name is Karen Johnson. Her real name is Karen Johnson. It's not Whoopi. It's not Goldberg. She's an anti-Semite. And there's nothing Whoopi about her. No one has, well, I don't want to get into making Whoopi. We'll leave that alone. But isn't that amazing? And then they've got, ABC Nightly World News Tonight, I think they call it. And we were just playing some of one of their reporters the other day coming up with incredible, gigantic, fatuous lies. Their ABC News reporter, what was his name? Gutman, Matt Gutman. Making fun of, and then, at night, you've got, good old Jimmy Kimmel. Although, I don't know about you, I looked at my TV last night, and I hit record for tonight, because tonight, ABC stations are going to be airing a tribute to Charlie Kirk, and they last night, you know what they had on, Michael? Did I show you what they had on last night? They had on Celebrity Family Feud. They had Family Feud. But it's not the normal family feud. It's Celebrity family feud. We turned it on. I didn't know any of the celebrities. I don't know. What maybe the word celebrity means something different now. But they got Family Feud on instead of Jimmy. And it'll probably get higher ratings. It was kind of fun. It was a little bit entertaining. The families were having a nice time. Maybe it was one family. I'm not sure. I only caught the last part. But the Democrat Party, they're really something. So now it's a SEER Level 1 event. Special event rating assessment because of the threats coming from the Democrat Party for a funeral. And, of course, the president, vice president, the secretary of Department of Homeland Security, a lot of people are going to be there for Charlie Kirk's funeral. And the Democrats, they see it just as another event where, you know, they can be themselves, I guess. You know how they are. So we've got that going for us. Kind of amazing times we're in, not in the best possible way. But there's a lot to get to thanks to the Democrats, and they're really upset about this Jimmy Kimmel thing. It's the end of democracy. It's the end of the First Amendment. It's got nothing to do with the First Amendment, by the way. They're stupid. They're corrupt. They lie all the time, and they're violent. Other than that, they make good neighbors and sons-in-law and all that good stuff. But here's the Democrats. Jimmy Kimmel suspension by ABC Disney, right? Kimmel's suspension triggers congressional inquiry. And that's all on the Democrats because they're not very bright. And isn't that amazing? And the Advocate is, they're all over it. Representative Robert Garcia, left-wing radical extremist anti-American, is investigating why the comedian's popular, not-so-popular, late-night show was pulled after the FCC commissioner threatened ABC over host's speech. Not really what happened, and ABC doesn't care what the FCC says. They never have. They were sued recently and had to settle with President Trump for, what was it, $15 million. I think it was 15, maybe $16 million. It was a lot of millions of dollars because they lie about everything, and they're just a political front group for the Democrat Party. Also, did you see, since they're very upset about this, Jimmy Kimmel's suspension raises fear. They love fear, don't they? Of a new censorship era. When was the old censorship era? That's the Washington Post headline today. The old censorship era was the Biden administration, and then, of course, we had the Obama administration. There are all kinds of amazing stories to tell that are true. The Democrats don't tell stories that are true. The Democrats prefer to lie about pretty much everything. But I got to tell you, there was a nice tweet, I think, that came out. And, who put this? Oh, it's a Breitbart. It's a Breitbart story, actually. And it's well put. No one banned Jimmy Kimmel from every social media app. No, nobody banned Jimmy Kimmel. It's the end of the First Amendment and our Constitution and our Republic and democracy itself, according to the Democrats, who, if they're talking, they're lying at this point. And if they're ordering lunch, I think it's not what they want. But here it begins with the good people at Breitbart. No one banned Jimmy Kimmel from every social media app. That happened to Trump. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. That did happen to Trump. What about that with Twitter and when the Democrats and Obama and Biden were using the FBI and the Justice Department against the political enemies of the Democrat Party, which is everybody in their right mind, and they used the IRS against their political enemies. If you belong to a Tea Party group or a Patriot group, they use the IRS to target you, try to keep you on the sidelines in the lead up to Barack Obama's reelection as the, communist mentored Democrat. So no one banned Jimmy Kimmel from every social media app. That happened to Trump. They continue. No one conspired to put Jimmy Kimmel in jail. That happened to Trump. No one fired a bullet at Jimmy Kimmel. That happened to Trump and Charlie. What happened to Kimmel is that his corporate employer decided he was no longer a profitable figurehead for its product distributed over the public airwaves. That's it. And I got to say, I'm pretty well put by the people at Breitbart. The Democrats are playing victim because there is no status more exalted in Democrat Party ranks than that of victim. Oh, speaking of which, you see Pete Buttigieg. He's a victim in many ways, a victim of chest feeding. That's kind of a disturbing image. I apologize. But Pete Buttigieg is out taking shots at Kamala because Kamala said, the Democrats, they wanted to pick Pete Buttigieg as her running mate, but you'll never guess why they didn't and what Buttigieg had to say in response to Kamala's whining.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Oh man, Big Wireless is pulling one over on us. It's time to switch to Consumer Cellular. I did, and I'm getting the same fast, reliable, nationwide Big Wireless coverage without the Big Wireless cost. But it's not just about saving money on my bill. It's about not getting used by the big carriers. Do you even know how much data you use every month? Most people that are 50 and over use less than 8 gigs of data a month. But Big Wireless wants to shove you into an unlimited plan because they need you to cover the costs of younger people who use a lot more data than you do. So yeah, if you're not using all that data, you're being used. I had had enough of that. I went with Consumer Cellular. Consumer Cellular set me up with a phone and a plan, and it was incredibly easy to switch. You call and speak to an actual person, and it only takes about 20 minutes. Just give them a call and make the switch today. Call 1-800-760-0702. That's 1-800-760-0702.
Home title theft. It's on the rise, and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up.
Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But what if you could get both? Why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge, but it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. We know this from research of members. There's a lot they like about MediShare, but especially they love being part of something they believe in. And MediShare works, too. It has for more than 30 years. There are hundreds of thousands of members who love having telehealth if they need it. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or you're part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
The man who helped shape U.S. monetary policy just released a bombshell book called Our Dollar, Your Problem. In it, former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff warns the U.S. dollar's dominance is under attack, and if it falls, your savings could be the first to go. That's why Advantage Gold is giving away a free copy of Rogoff's book to anyone who schedules a one-on-one precious metals appointment. You'll discover why gold is becoming the number one hedge against a global currency shift, how to move your IRA or 401k into physical gold, tax and penalty free, and how to get up to $10,000 in free gold and silver with a qualified account. Get your free copy today while supplies last. No precious metals purchase necessary. Call 800-324-9902 now. That's 800-324-9902. Don't wait. Supplies are limited. Call 800-324-9902 or go to AdvantageGold.com. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
All right, let us go to the telephones, Michael, before we get to our audio actualities for the day. And lots of crazy Democrat stories, Stephen Colbert, and what a bunch of schmucks there. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Don, calling from the last train to Clarksville in Maryland. Don, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, nice to talk to you. Listen, I have a theory on this Kimmel thing. I had an epiphany, and I think that Kimmel saw what happened to Colbert because he was canceled of poor ratings and knows his ratings are even worse and figures he's next to be canceled because of poor ratings. So what does he do? He comes up with the most outrageous thing he can think of, that Kirk was killed by a MAGA guy. It's so outrageous that he knows he'll be canceled for saying that. In this way, instead of getting canceled for poor ratings, he gets canceled for what he said, and he goes out a martyr.
I like it. I like it. You know, I got to say, Don, it's impossible to be too cynical when it comes to the Democrats today. And I think you just proved that because, you know, it makes perfect sense. he saw, and you're right, he goes out there and he says these ridiculous things. He's got a room full of writers and producers that come up with this stuff and review it, and he presumably reviews it himself, and so this ought to do you in. And it's probably in his contract that they've got to pay him out anyway. And, you know, they pay him $15 or $16 million a year. He reportedly has a net worth of over $50 million. He's got a place in Italy and, home in Italy. And he said, well, that's it. I'm going to have to leave and go to Italy. Like that's some kind of hardship duty or something. They're amazing people. But you're right. The show sucks. It gets no ratings. They have a hate cult in the audience. They clap. Assassinations and murders, they applaud. And now he gets to go. He's been working for long enough. He's earned enough money. And I like it. And there is no status, Don, more exalted among Democrats than that of victim. And now he becomes,
he goes out,
yeah, a martyr and a victim.
Right. And it couldn't be better for him. Better for him.
And it couldn't be better for him. That's exactly right. If he's canceled just because his ratings are awful, then it's not like he goes down in history anyway, but then he's just out because his ratings were terrible. But this way, you're right, he's taken one for the left-wing team. He's having fun with political assassinations, as the Democrats have done again and again over the years. They really like assassinations, don't they, Don?
No, without a doubt.
You hear the music we're playing?
Yes, sir.
What is it? Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Last Train to Clarksville. Very good.
It's Last Train to Clarksville. Isn't it great?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes, palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off, blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio show.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Reading Roots Revival Music Festival takes over downtown Reading September 26th, 27th, and 28th. Three full days of live music on four stages, over 19 bands, national touring acts, regional favorites, and amazing local talents. Kick things off Friday with Gates at 4, First Band at 5, Music till 10, Digging Dirt, The Stone Foxes, Goodnight Texas, Sitting on Saturn, Danger Kitty, Jenny Don't and the Spurs, and many more. Tickets on sale now at ReadingRootsRevival.org. Your music, your town, your festival. The Reading Roots Revival, September 26th through 28th.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Fall
Fun is brewing in Redding. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Assassination. Nielsen data, the Nielsen ratings people, Nielsen data showed sharp summer declines and a year-long slide that leaves him trailing late-night rivals such as Fox News' Greg Gutfeld and even CBS's Stephen Colbert, who they've also fired, but they're going to let him finish out his contract and collect millions and millions of dollars. According to monthly Nielsen figures, Jimmy Kimmel Live dropped to just 1.1 million total viewers in August of 2025. That's down 43% from January when he had 1.95 million viewers. His August household rating was 0.35, marked the weakest showing of the year. That's for the month of August. Now, in the coveted 18 to 49 demographic that the Nielsen people love so much, his ratings cratered. Jimmy Kimmel's show averaged 129,000 viewers in the coveted demographic. 129,000. This is a nationwide show. Goes into pretty much every household, every broadcast. You know, you get it with your antenna. You get it on every cable station, every cable system. And he had 129,000 viewers. This is, you know, late night TV. This is late night TV. It's supposed to be big audience. But it's not, because he's not funny and he's a weasel and a political hack. And now don't worry about him. He's according to all accounts online, he's worth $50 million, and they've been paying him $15 or $16 million a year to do a bad job in his show and to get 129,000 viewers. But in August, again, in the 18 to 49 demographic, the only thing they care about, 129,000 viewers in the month of August. That's down from 212,000 in January, less than half of their peak in June of 284,000. So he successfully cut the audience in half, the audience that they care about, and it's down to 129,000. CNN in the middle of the night probably gets that many viewers. Well, maybe not. With his ABC contract set to expire next year, the slump raises questions about whether Jimmy Kimmel Live can regain momentum against Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, and cable TV insurgents, again, like Greg Gutfeld and like Newsmax and like so many other places. Now, Jimmy Kimmel's deal with ABC runs through May of 2026 under a three-year extension signed in September of 2022, and industry reports put his salary at $15 million to $16 million a year, with some outlets noting that bonuses can push his annual earnings above $20 million. So don't feel bad for him. It's not a hard job or anything. It's quite easy. Anybody could do it. There are cab drivers that would draw a bigger audience than Jimmy Kimmel's been drawing. Honestly, random, you know, just pick him out of a lineup outside a hotel, cab drivers. Despite ABC's indefinite suspension of the show, the network has not announced any change to its contractual pay. So don't feel bad for him. Don't cry for him, Argentina. The New York Post has sought comment from Kimmel and ABC, but they're the New York Post, so neither Kimmel nor ABC will respond because they're not bootlick media, which is what the Democrats are comfortable with and what they expect, naturally. Now, by comparison, CBS's Late Show with Stephen Colbert, also terrible, held the top broadcast spot with 2.57 million viewers and 281,000 in the demo. You know, the coveted demographic, as they like to call it, despite also losing ground year over year. These guys are left-wing political hacks. What did Stephen Colbert say last night on his television show? where they've also fired him, but they let him stay and collect his paycheck until he's done.
Yesterday, after threats from Trump's FCC chair, ABC yanked Kimmel off the air indefinitely. That is blatant censorship, and it always starts small. You know, remember like in week one of his presidency, Gulf of America. Call it Gulf of America. Sure, seems harmless, but with an autocrat, you cannot give an inch.
But with an autocrat, Stephen Colbert, who's mentally ill, says you cannot give an inch, and this is what CBS puts on in late night. That was last night, and I heard the violence slapping his hand, and he's, yeah, you can't, because Gulf of America, and, shoot everybody, because Gulf of America, we surround a lot more of the Gulf than Mexico ever did, but never mind that. They're not on our side. They're anti-us. They're anti-American. Also, does anybody remember, and I think most people don't, and that's perfectly reasonable, is that Rosie O'Donnell, remember Rosie O'Donnell? She moved, sadly, to Ireland, which is terrible. And Rosie O'Donnell, she got at it yesterday on the social media, thanks to the patriarchy. And she's ranting about how her show was canceled because Barack Obama.
Oh, that's Roseanne.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I apologize. You're right. That's Roseanne Barr. And I just started rising. It's Roseanne Barr. Too many idiot lefties. I was thinking about big, fat, loud, lesbian Rosie. Is that that's what I was thinking about? But you're right. It's Roseanne Barr. I apologize. Not Rosie. She was yelling yesterday that it was Barack and Michelle Obama that got her fired from her ABC primetime network show in 2018. Roseanne Barr posted what the Democrats said was a racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett, who was senior advisor to President Barack Obama. And it says right here, which led to the cancellation of her hit TV show. Oh, wow. Isn't that amazing? Roseanne Barr's comments and subsequent attempts to explain them drew widespread condemnation. You'll never guess from who. And then what happened? Barack Obama was president of the United States, and Big Mike is his alleged wife. I guess Barack Obama's still insisting that he's straight. Is that going on? Hard to say. But the Los Angeles Times tried to do a story on it, but their heart wasn't in it. ABC's decision to pull Jimmy Kimmel's show has echoes and contrasts of Roseanne Barr firing. The hugely popular star of ABC's lineup was known as an outspoken critic of the President of the United States. But when one comment sparked an outrage, Democrats, you know, they started burning police cars and stuff, the network moved swiftly to yank the entertainer off the air. It was May of 2018, and the star was Roseanne Barr. Hollywood reacted with shock when ABC abruptly pulled the plug on Roseanne, the top-rated reboot of the sitcom about the Connor family and their struggles with harsh economic difficulties. They didn't like that either because they like to lie that when Democrats are in the White House, everything's good. Roseanne Barr's reunion with her television family was an instant hit, becoming the most successful TV series on the network in years. The cancellation came just hours after Roseanne Barr posted a response to a tweet about a WikiLeaks report claiming that the CIA spied on French presidential candidates during the Obama administration. The comedian made a reference to Valerie Jarrett, former top aide to former President Barack Obama, as the offspring of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Planet of the Apes. Right, then she said, so that's what, she's a Democrat, though, she can say that. Because Democrats are okay. They're fine. And a reference to the Planet of the Apes film franchise and said she's a member of Valerie Jarrett of the Muslim Brotherhood. Although Barr, they say, a vocal supporter of Donald Trump in his first presidential term, had long been a fiery presence on social media. The racism of the barb was undeniable. Executives at the Walt Disney Company, they owned the broadcast, the network it was on, of course, said the post crossed the line, rejecting Roseanne Barr's apology and pleas for forgiveness. Now, what is the Los Angeles Times leaving out? Los Angeles Times is leaving out that Barack Obama made the call to Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney at the time, and said, this cannot stand. And then because Barack Obama called, now that's actual government interference, and there is, in reality, no reason to believe that Donald Trump said a word to anybody at ABC about Jimmy Kimmel. And they say, oh, the head of the FCC, we played the soundbite yesterday of the head of the FCC, who was doing an interview and mentioned something, but that didn't lead ABC to do it. You take a look at the ratings. Now, the LA Times does get to it eventually, buried very deep down in the story. Cancellation came hours after Barr posted a response to the tweet, WikiLeaks, right, during the Obama and President Obama and President Obama, and they got... that's just good, 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 because he's, you know, he's the first black president, all that. Barr on Thursday jumped into the fray yesterday of the pulling of Jimmy Kimmel's show, firing off a response to Obama after Obama posted something about free speech, which, you know, he crushed all over the place when he was president. But never mind that. Firing off a response to Barack Obama's ex-post saying that the Trump administration was taking cancel culture to a new and dangerous level, Barack Obama said on Twitter, which is X. We should call it Twitter-X, Twitter, like Joe Biden and Latinx at that. And what's her name? Roseanne, not Rosie O'Donnell, but Roseanne Barr tweeted yesterday, remember to Barack Obama, remember when you and your wife called Bob Iger to have me fired? And there you go. Womp, womp, womp. Yeah. So she's got out there. She blames Obama for calling Bob Iger to have her taken off the air because she insulted Valerie Jarrett on social media, which is, I think, what social media was created for, isn't it? And the Los Angeles Times then denies it for Obama. The Obamas don't even have to deny it. The Los Angeles Times did it for him. Isn't that amazing? Does that have anything to do with ratings? Might have to do with ratings. I'm just saying. All right, let's go back to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Sid, calling from Los Angeles, California. El Sid, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Sid.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Long time since I've heard your voice.
Yes, well, I just calling. No one remembers Gina Carano from The Mandalorian, who was fired by Disney, I believe, in 2021. No, there wasn't 3,000 protesters for her firing. She just got dumped. Eventually, she won her lawsuit against Disney, but no one, you know, Disney is in the habit of firing people for various reasons. So I don't see the big problem with Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, and they haven't even fired him yet. He's on suspension, and they're still paying him $16 million a year. I don't know if he's going to be getting his ratings bonuses this year, but there it is. And you're right about Gina Carano. She was Disney and Lucasfilms, Lucasfilms settled a lawsuit over her 2021 firing. You know, they don't care. They're a multi-billion-dollar corporation. They paid President Trump $15 million to settle a lawsuit where they slandered him. Gina Carano, they settled a lawsuit, Disney did, over her firing. And they'll probably give Jimmy Kimmel millions more dollars to go away, too. But the Democrats, what do you hear them going crazy? Oh, it's the end of democracy. It's our republic. It's the Gulf of America. It's autocracy. I'm sorry. It's been a Democrat-run corporation forever. Your ratings suck. Nobody thinks you're funny. And you prove it every night. You don't have a TV show. You don't have a First Amendment right to the 11:30 time slot.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-290-6985. 800-290-6985. Again, that's 800-290-6985.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that is built for real life. Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity, so you can confidently browse, bank, and be yourself online without the worry of hackers lurking around the corner. With Webroot Total Protection, you get antivirus that scans 6 times faster and takes up 33 times less space than the other guys. Identity protection with up to $1 million in fraud expense reimbursement and 24/7 U.S.-based customer support. VPN protection that hides your IP address, personal data, and location from hackers. And cloud backup with unlimited storage that works automatically in the background. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot makes it easy to live a better digital life. Go to webroot.com/save and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/save to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Okay. It is Friday. Boy, is it Friday. Yeah, Celebrity Family Feud is on local Channel 7 at night instead of Jimmy Kimmel. And probably getting higher ratings. Let's go to the phones again, Michael. Let us go to Garrett, calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Garrett, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, good morning, Chris.
Hey, Garrett.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
I went to a wedding in France last weekend and had a good time. But, you know, I really like Jimmy Kimmel and Colbert and other groups, you know, people that might be like that on TV.
Uh-huh.
Because it causes those networks to lose money, and I think that's a great thing. And they're too stupid to figure that out because they think their message is more important, so they want to just keep them on. And I'm like, yeah, go for it. You know, I'll watch Gutfeld or something. You know, but that's my thoughts on it. So maybe he'll get his job back and they can continue to lose money.
Well, you're right. I believe, and I'm actually doing a quick lookup right now, but I believe that the Stephen Colbert show was losing, I am correct, $40 million a year. $40 million a year they're losing on the show. But it's Democrat Party propaganda, so the CBS network just kept paying the money because they're dedicated to the party, not to entertainment, certainly not to comedy. Not to putting on good programming, quality programming that people want to see. But, you know, they get invited to the Obama estate on Martha's Vineyard or the Obama estate in Hawaii or the Obama estate off of Embassy Row here in Washington or the Obama estate in Chicago because they suck up to the left. And it's in the end, it's not their money. It's corporate money. But you are correct, Garrett.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.